Calling Tom City again.
Essential personnel are to clear the controlled area for launch vehicle ordnance.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good luck and God.
I'm here alongside my broadcast partner, Nathan Gertz, as we get set to bring you an exciting matchup here tonight between two teams in desperate need of a win. It's the 1-5 Herculaneum Black Cats traveling here to take on the 0-6 Crystal City Hornets. We're going to have to take a quick time out here because we have the national anthem coming up. When we come back, we'll bring you our interviews with both head coaches prior to today's game. So we'll be back in just a moment here on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Fall is here, and winter is on the way. This is Randy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, and we're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season may be. Plumbing, electrical, hardware, lumber, tools, and so much more. Stop by and see us. Check the Makita, Yeti, and Traeger grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company, and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, hometown proud.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Welcome back here on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show as we continue our coverage leading up to the game between Herculaneum and Crystal City. And with me now, I got the head coach of the Herculaneum Black Cats, Cody Hunter. And coach, obviously a tough loss for you guys last week, but you get a matchup here tonight that you guys have pretty handled pretty well in recent years. 8 wins out of the last 9. And but this is a game that you guys need to get, right? Coming off of a tough loss here at the back of the season. So what have you guys been preaching around practice this week? Just telling the guys as far as what they need to focus on coming into this game here today.
Yeah, maximum effort is what we're looking for as a staff. You know, we thought if our kids would have played like they did at the end of the game last week, we would have won that one. And if they would have played like they did against R7 all year long, we'd at least kept them close and had a game to play and maybe win at the end. So maximum effort is what we've been preaching nonstop and focus and just do your job and give us everything you got, leave it out on the field. Those kinds of things of what we've been working on, you know, not worried about who we're playing. It's more about what we need to be doing as a program to get our guys believing in what we're doing and also to believe in themselves and have some confidence.
Yeah, and how's the reception of that message been? What have you seen this week in practice? Have you seen a little bit of an uptick in just energy and just kind of an effort?
Yeah, of course. You know, they know this is a game that they need to win, and we got on to them pretty good after their loss against Grandview, you know, and rightly so because we made a bunch of mistakes in that game. And, you know, we're trying to limit our mistakes, and the kids see it on film, you know, and they can tell you what they're doing wrong. And, you know, at least they're being honest about those things. And we're moving forward. So every week's a new week for us, and we got to put the past behind us and just keep moving forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's look ahead, right? Enough right. Enough of that.
Right.
Let's talk about here tonight, the offensive chance to get going here with you guys have just been slow at times offensively this year, but a chance to put up a lot of points tonight. So what are you expecting to see from the offense? What can we who can we expect to see making some plays here?
Yeah, you know, we always know that Austin Houston's going to run hard. You know, Ethan Coy at the quarterback spot, and then we got some good receivers and Tyler Reuter and Luke Teague that are, you know, can catch the ball if we put it on them. And it's just execution up front, really, is what we got to have, you know. Blocking the right guys and moving them out, not just getting on them, just driving them out of the way so we can create some gaps and you know, run the ball hard. And I think we'll do that tonight.
Absolutely. We'll wrap it up with this, and you kind of alluded to it there. I know the line play is going to be big tonight. Keys to victory for you guys to get a victory tonight. What do you got to do?
Maximum effort, execution, and you know, just doing what we're supposed to be doing and keeping our focus where it needs to be and limiting the turnovers.
Fantastic. All right, Cody Hunter, the head coach of the Herculaneum Black Cats, taking some time with us on the pregame show. Appreciate it, Coach.
Hey, thank you guys for your coverage.
Awesome. We'll be back.
Everybody loves Mario's Italia. They serve the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pasta, salad, sub sandwiches, calzones, and my personal favorite, the stromboli. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. You'll be satisfied with all of their choices. Check out their full menu online at mariositalia.com. Dine in or have it delivered, or have them cater your next special event. Serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week, Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Welcome back here on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show as we continue our coverage leading up to the game between Herculaneum and Crystal City here tonight. And with me now, the head coach of the Crystal City Hornets, Dan Fox. And Coach, homecoming for you guys here tonight. You got the floats in the parking lot. It seems like it's going to be just a fun environment here tonight. What can you say about what that means to this school, just the homecoming environment and what you're expected from this environment here tonight?
Sure. Homecoming for Crystal City is really big. I mean, they have a lot of rich tradition. I've met actually several people this week that have come down, visit practices, or just even see me wearing Crystal City gear on the street to talk about football from when they were back in their day. Some of them even from 50 years ago. They're coming to the game to kind of celebrate 50 years of Crystal City football and then coming back. So it's a big deal. And the kids had a great day today. Coach Helwig, who's retiring from teaching and coaching volleyball for Crystal City. This is her final time doing a homecoming assembly, and she does a great job with it. And she pretty much is homecoming for Crystal City. So it was a good way to kind of have a send-off for her, too.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's great when you can honor someone who's spent that much time with the school and the organization to give her a big send-off on homecoming week. You can't really beat that. And, look, it's been a rough couple of weeks for you guys, but in talking with you, you said, hey, we're just focusing on us. We're just trying to get better each and every day. So this week in practice, what have you guys been focusing on? What have you been trying to hone coming into this game?
Just keeping trying to do the sound things that it takes to win a football game. And I might have alluded to it earlier, but I mean, the basics, tackling and blocking. Our kids know where to go. They lack, I guess, they lack the confidence that they can do it. We're not the biggest football program right now. We're not the most experienced. I've got several kids starting tonight that it's their first or second year of football ever. But, you know, they tie their shoes, they put their pants on the same way these other kids do, and we're going to go out there and give everything we got.
Yeah, I love the message that you've been giving to the guys, too. Hey, you know, take advantage of every time you get to put the helmet and shoulder pads on, right? It's a special time that you get to come out here and play football, and you got to take advantage of it, especially on a homecoming night like this. Really a big night for you guys. So we'll just wrap it up with this. Look, and I know it's going to be kind of a similar message, but keys for you guys getting the victory tonight. I know getting the basics down to a T are going to be important, but for you guys to get a win, who's going to have to make some plays, and what do you guys have to do well?
We're getting Chase Coleman back, and we're looking forward to him in the running game, maybe a little bit in the passing game. Blake Eisenbeiss needs to have a good game at quarterback. We need to be turnover free, and we need to keep continuing. Our defense actually has created several turnovers throughout the year, and I believe one or two every game. So, I mean, we need to keep capitalizing on that. And when we do get a turnover, we need a couple big plays, to be honest with you. So, and that would, I think, would excite our kids on offense especially. So.
Absolutely. All right. Well, hey, appreciate you taking some time to talk to us, Coach Fox. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you very much. Thanks for everything.
Absolutely. Dan Fox, the head coach of the Crystal City Hornets here on the pregame show. We'll be back.
Good call on McDonald's for lunch.
Yeah, let's eat.
Okay, we have the, oh, yeah, for me.
Can you hand me my
Yep, and here are a couple of Woot Woots to share.
I love my woohoo!
Oh, sounds like Stacy went to McDonald's too.
Celebrate the Cardinals with a Big Mac for $1 when you buy one at regular price. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
Welcome back in here on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington. Fleegs Equipment for all your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the Outer Service Road at the Ledington exit, or online 24/7 at fleegs.com. I'm Brandon Pavlin. I'll be joined tonight on the broadcast alongside Nathan Gertz. Bit of a chilly night here tonight for Crystal City and Herculaneum here at Crystal City. And Nathan, as I've said several times here already, right off the top of the broadcast, both of these teams in desperate need of a win, with Herculaneum coming in at 1-5 and Crystal City at 0-6. It's just a big matchup for both sides here tonight.
Yeah, and even if you can't get a win, it is a fantastic little building experience here as we get later in the year. In terms of what it just means competitively, both teams are also last in the district standings for their respective districts, and you want to avoid the number one seed at all costs in the first round of the playoffs, so this would be a big win to move them in that better direction. Like we said, though, a lot of chances for younger guys on both sides of the ball with some two younger teams to get some more experience here at the end of the year.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Both teams really building toward the future here, but obviously a season still to finish out, and obviously both sides would love to get a win here in what is essentially a cross-town matchup here. Herculaneum, a bordering town here to Crystal City. So these two teams familiar with one another. They've grown up right bordering each other's town, so I'm sure a lot of familiarity. And here for Crystal City on their homecoming night, always a big time when you want to get a win. I know in talking with Coach Fox earlier in the week, he had mentioned that, look, it's always a lot more fun to get to go and have that homecoming dance after a win on Friday night. So a little extra motivation there for Crystal City to go get that done. Let's go ahead and thank some of our sponsors for making tonight's broadcast possible. Alpha Media in Farmington encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making the broadcast tonight possible. Right at the top, I want to thank Applebee's in Farmington, Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, Comtree in Festus, the Doe Run Company in Park Hills, and Fleegs Equipment in Ledington and St. Genevieve. And speaking of the Doe Run Company, that'll give us a chance to take a look at our Doe Run Company weather update. Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. Nathan and I are fortunately inside of a press box here at the top of this giant concrete bleacher structure, but it is cold, and it is why we are thankful to be inside and not outside bearing the weather that is going on out here. 45 degrees is what it is at here as we await kickoff, so a very cool night. This is really the first night that it feels as though summer has passed us by and is well in the rearview mirror, as we have now dipped into the 40s, and it is going to remain this way for the foreseeable future, and that means that it is football weather here tonight. So expect to see that have a factor here. We'll see how both teams handle it. I think, Nathan, again, we talked in the pregame just briefly about how important it is for Crystal City with the depth that they have, only about 16 or 17 players on their roster, and it's a noticeable and stark difference when you look at that Crystal City sideline to the Herculaneum sideline. How is that going to factor into this game here today?
I think it matters particularly in the line of scrimmage. In the little pregame conversation we had that you heard earlier, we talked at the end about how this is a game that will be won up front, as pretty much every football game is. But in particular, Herculaneum isn't just a deeper team. They're a veteran team up front. Five seniors start on the offensive line, three seniors and a junior on the defensive line, and then that linebacking core has two seniors back there as well, veteran guys who are great athletes in Luke Teague and Austin Houston. So the experience up front means that they've been in the weight room for 4 years. They've gotten big and strong, and they also know what to do and execute up front, whether it's offensively or defensively. That's a big edge, and the way you get around that, make big plays, whether it's turnovers on defense, over the top, or big downfield with the run on offense. Those big plays, that can counteract perhaps a disadvantage up front.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see, like you said, the line play here tonight. That depth is going to be a factor late in this game. We'll see how Crystal City handles it. Obviously, now at the seventh week of the season, they know what it takes to play a full four quarters with that short of a roster. So they're used to it at this point. But a tall task tonight against a physical front for Herculaneum. Like you mentioned, I'm interested to see how that shakes out. The captains are on midfield currently as the coin toss is going on, and that'll give us a chance to tell you that the coin toss is brought to you by New Era Bank. New Era Bank, it's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank or go online at neweraBank.com, member FDIC. As the clock has hit zero, an elongated conversation going on with the referees and the captains out there at midfield. It is a cool night here tonight, but it is a beautiful facility that they have here just off the campus of the High School of Crystal City. The elementary school and the library are just off the back. And Crystal City has won the toss, and they have elected to defer. And so that means that Herculaneum will receive the opening kickoff. So Crystal City will receive the second half kickoff, and that could be a big factor in this game, as they will likely be able to go in and to at halftime and make some adjustments if they're trailing. Maybe give themselves a chance to come back out and make some adjustments to get things going. But regardless, this has been a one-sided matchup in recent memory, as these two teams have played each of the last nine seasons. And over those nine seasons, it's 8-1, Herculaneum leading the series. So eight of the last nine have gone to the way of the Black Cats. Crystal City's last win in this matchup coming back in 2011. That one was at Herculaneum, and Crystal City won that one 18-6. The average score in this matchup over the last 9 years has been Herculaneum with 27.7 and Crystal City with just 9.4. That's an average margin of 18.3 points per game. But between these two teams, so a little bit over a two-touchdown margin over the last 9 years between these two sides. Crystal City, as we've mentioned, they have been shut out in five straight weeks, and they've only scored one touchdown on the season. That came all the way back in week one against Chaffee. So they're looking for any kind of offensive production here tonight. That will be a positive step for the Hornets. As the teams take the field for the opening kickoff, as I mentioned right off the top, our Doron Company weather update, 45 degrees as we get set for the opening kickoff. It is officially fall here in the Show Me State. As the ball is teed up, the man that's going to send it away is Callaway Dashner. Back deep to return, Cole Myers. As Dashner sends it away, and it's going to be cooled in by Cole Myers on the near side. Makes a man miss, gets to the middle of the field, he gets through, he gets out past the 40, and he's down at the 45, making the 46-yard line, and that is where Herculaneum will start their opening drive. It's a great return right out of the gate for Cole Myers. And now the Herculaneum offense will take the field. Let's look at that starting group here quickly. Up front, the offensive line left to right, Nick Miles, Chance Jenkins, Cole Counts, Cole Struckoff, and Isaac Tandy, all seniors on the offensive line. The receivers, Luke Teague, Elijah Fisher, and Tyler Reuter, those three all seniors as well. And then the tailbacks, you'll see Cody Gibson, Austin Houston, the star tailback, and Cole Myers. As the handoff goes to Houston, far side, he's got some room, and he gets to the second level and gets dragged down after a pickup of 9 on his first toe of the day.
Yeah, Austin Houston has been a tremendous ball carrier, tremendous workhorse for this Herculaneum offense. Already over 100 carries so far this season, averaging about 4 yards a pop. Has only 3 touchdowns, but when they score, Herky offense, he puts them in position to do it.
A lot of seniors on this offense for Herculaneum, as you mentioned off the top, Nathan. The only junior listed as a starter is Cole Myers. Coy in the shotgun with two backs in the backfield. It's Myers and Houston. From the far side hash, going from right to left on your electronic devices, the handoff goes to Houston, makes the first man miss to the second level. He makes another man miss. Far side, he gets up the field. He throws a stiff arm, and he gets dragged down inside the 30, down to about the 21-yard line. Make that a pickup of about 25 yards on the second carry, and the Herculaneum Blackcats are in business.
Boy, Austin Houston is already showing you what makes him such a successful runner. He's physical. He's shedding tackles left and right. Nobody can bring him down if they hit him high, and he's barreling over guys.
First and 10 now from the 21-yard line going in. Herculania with two men in the backfield and Coy in the shotgun. Houston goes in motion near side. They fake the give to Myers. They throw it out wide to Houston, and it's in and out of his hands as that one falls to the turf, but a flag is down as well. So we'll see what the call is as they try to run Houston out wide, Nathan, to throw a little bubble pass, just try to get him the ball in space. Look like a legal formation or a legal motion is the call. It is going to be declined by Crystal City. That'll set up a second down and 10.
Yeah, I like the play design on that, honestly, there, as they had Cole Myers set up as the tailback and showed read option there, trying to get the right tackle to collapse down. Everybody on the far side of the field to worry about a run play, and then you flex Houston out to the weak side of the field. The problem was the throw just a little off, and even if he had caught that, I think he'd been wrapped up right away. Good coverage out there, far side of the field that time for the Crystal City defense. I think that is indeed Callaway Dashner out there helping making the play defensively.
Yeah, Crystal City runs five defensive backs out there. We'll go through their defensive alignment here in just a moment. It's actually a five-yard penalty, so first and 15 now from the 26. Pulling the shotgun with Myers and Houston in the backfield. They hand it to Houston going right side, and he is hit and taken down. Short gain of about 3 yards on the carry, and that'll make it second down. Here's the defensive alignment for Crystal City. As I mentioned, they have five DBs, three linebackers, and three down linemen. The linemen, Riley Stevens, Ian Raftery, and Joe Alley. In the linebacking core, it's Adam Mills, Joe Schubert, and Gavin Grass. And then in the secondary, Jason Moyer, Sam Smith, Blake Eisenbeis, Ian Holdinghausen, and Callaway Dashner. As they fake the give, they go over the top, the pass, and it's too tall as Luke Teague was wide open with no one within 5 yards of him, but the pass is offline, and that'll set up a third down.
Boy, they not only ran play action, but I think Crystal City sent the house on an all-out blitz, and the result is Luke Teague from the slot is wide open. You just got to perfectly drop it in. You don't even have to hit him on the numbers. Just loft it up there, and it was just a little too tall that time from Ethan Coy.
Yeah, too tall, too strong, and got to just give your guy a chance. Third down and 12 going in on the 22. And they are going to give it near side to Houston. Trying to get to the edge. He gets there. He gets through. He breaks a tackle, and he rumbles into the end zone. Touchdown, Herculaneum. A 21-yard scamper for Austin Houston. His fourth touchdown of the season. And right away on the opening drive, Herculaneum drives down and punches it in for 6.
Very impressive march there for Herculaneum, and really an impressive one-man march if you think about it for Austin Houston. He made most of the big plays. They tried to go away from him on the ground game and came up with back-to-back plays that didn't work. Trusted it on third and 15, and he waltzed in for the score.
And they're going to go for two here, Nathan, as Coy comes up under center. He fakes the give, rolls out to the right, looking to pass. He tucks the run. He spins out, and he gets hit down, and he'll be short of the line to gain. He does not reach the end zone, so the two-point attempt winds up no good, and it's 6-0 here in the first.
That was a really nice job by Ethan Coy to try to make something out of nothing. I think they expected that to work like a naked bootleg rolling out to his right that time, but there was nothing there. It was well covered by the Crystal City defense, so he had to eat it. Nonetheless, good start for Herculaneum.
Let's go ahead and take a look at that Gilster Mary Lee drive recap, Nathan.
6 plays, 54 yards, took about a minute and 53 seconds. So an excellent job there. Austin Houston, of course, capping it off with the touchdown run, and I think 4 of the plays on that drive
yep.
were carries for him. He had a very nice start to this game.
Indeed it was. 4 carries for Austin Houston, 58 yards. That's an average, let's do some quick math, about 14.5 yards per carry, if my math is right, just quickly in my head. That's a pretty fantastic start. And, of course, Gilster Mary Lee provides our drive recaps. And Gilster Mary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonuses. Call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. As Herculaneum will now get out to send it away for their first kickoff. As back deep to return, it's Dashner alongside Kyle Schomburg as the kick is away, and it is a bouncer, and it's picked up by Dashner. He cuts back, and he's going to be taken down right at the 30-yard line. And that'll be where the Hornets will begin their first drive of the day. And let's take a look at how they align offensively. For Crystal City up front, left to right on the offensive line, Joe Schubert, the left tackle, Joe Alley, the left guard, Riley Stevens, the center, Ian Raftery, the right guard, Adam Mills, the right tackle, the receivers, three of them, Callaway Dashner, Jason Moyer, and Sam Smith. Your tailbacks are Gavin Grass and Chase Coleman, and the starting quarterback, senior Blake Eisenbys. As they come out with two receivers to the right, one to the left, tight end near side. Eisenbys back to pass. He's looking deep on the first play over the top, and it's incomplete as they were looking for Callaway Dashner over the top, but good coverage there. Ethan Coy was in the vicinity.
Yeah, not afraid to spread it out and try to hit some big plays, and I don't blame Dan Fox at all. An offense looking to generate any sort of points and any sort of big plays, might as well try and take your shot one-on-one in man coverage. There wasn't safety help coming over the top. It was just a little bit too long of a throw that time from Eisenbys.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it was just one-on-one coverage. Ethan Coy against Callaway Dashner, and just a bit of an overthrow. Second down and 10 as the Hornets go from left to right on your electronic devices. Back to pass, Eisenbys. Now he scrambles out. Flag is down as he hits the turf with a baseball slide. And he will be down there. Short gain, maybe 3 yards, but the flag is going to go against Crystal City. And looked like it was a hold.
Yeah, that was thrown in the vicinity back behind the line of scrimmage where that's 90% of the time going to be a hold. And you can confirm it as now Austin Houston is talking with the head official about whether or not they're going to go ahead and accept this penalty because that was a little short gain on that run there by Eisenbys scrambling out of the pocket. It's going to be about 3rd and 6 if they don't take it. But it looks like they will to back this up and make this 2nd and probably close to 20.
So after the 10-yard holding penalty sets Crystal City back, and that's their first penalty of the game. It's now 2nd down and about 21 to go as the hold came about a yard deep into the play. So 2nd down and 20 on the scoreboard. It's about 21. Just eyeballing it here off of where we are. As Crystal City comes out, two receivers to either side of the formation out wide. Running back in the backfield is Gavin Grass. Eisenbys in the pistol. The snap is good, and they're going to pitch it to Grass far side. On the outside, he gets hit hard and taken down. As right there on the tackle, Elijah Fisher, the cornerback, coming up to make the play. So a short gain on first down sets up a 3rd and long.
Herculaneum defensive starters. We'll try to run them real quick for you. Three seniors up front. Cole Struckoff, Chance Jenkins, Isaac Tandy, and the junior Nick Miles. Luke Teague, Austin Houston, the seniors, two of the linebackers. Cody Gibson, a sophomore, has been good at middle linebacker for them the last 2 years. Cole Myers, a junior out there as well. Tyler Reuter and Elijah Fisher, both seniors of the corners. And Ethan Coy, a senior, will play a little bit of one-on-one defensive back, but he'll play a lot of free safety too.
Yeah, they'll get some rotation going in there. As Eisenbys, the snap is botched, but he is able to corral it in, and he falls forward after recovering what almost was a snap that got over his head. He does pick up about 4 yards, so a positive gain on a very dangerous play, but it sets up a 4th down.
This will be an interesting call here. I think you almost certainly have to punt deep in your own territory. Unfortunate that holding call backs you up, but that's the way it goes. Now you got to play field position. Hope your defense can get a stop.
Eisenbys is the punter. Back deep to return is Ethan Coy. Snap is good, and the punt is away, but it's not very deep as it'll rattle down inside of the 50, actually inside of the 45 on their own side of the field as it'll be tapped on actually right at the 41. So not a very deep punt, only about 20 yards gained in yardage. And so Herculaneum will have good starting field position as they come out for their 2nd drive. And if it's anything like their 1st drive, Nathan, this could be a quick drive as well as they marched right down the field on their opening possession.
If it's anything like their 1st drive, Austin Houston's going to touch the ball quite a bit, although I don't see him out there to start this series. And if it's going to be like their last drive, the success will come by running the football. They were able to get out on the edge with the run game and really succeed on that opening possession.
Tight formation with two tight ends and two wings to the right. It's Houston alongside the other running back, but they're going to pitch it out deep to Reuter as Reuter trying to get to the edge. He gets there, makes one man miss, spins, and he gets taken down. Gain there of about 8 yards as the pitch play to the right side gets outside and finds some room.
Well, that was such a deep pitch that it took one hop to Reuter off the grass before he was able to hang on to it, but it took a friendly hop, and he fielded it clean and was able to get upfield and make a nice little gain there on first down.
So it's second down and two. It is now coming out. Myers and Houston once again in the backfield. Tight end to the left of the formation with two receivers split out wide. Coy in the pistol with Houston behind him. And that's where they're going to give it as Houston takes it up the gut. He makes one man miss and he's gone. House call as Austin Houston takes it to the house. At one from 33 yards out. Houston made one guy miss near the line of scrimmage and had nothing but daylight ahead of him. And just like that, Austin Houston, 5 carries, 2 touchdowns, and well over 80 yards.
Fantastic job there. The right side of the offensive line so far. Cole Struckoff and Isaac Tandy, a pair of seniors for Herculaneum. I mean, they're bulldozing huge holes. And like you said, all it was going to take is making one man miss. Nice little cutback move by Houston did the job.
And they're going to go for 2 once again. They're up 12-0. As the snap, good. Coy thought about giving it. Instead, he keeps it himself, and he knifes into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. 14-0 the score here quickly. Let's take a timeout when we come back. We'll continue our coverage here with, actually, wait, let's stick here for just a moment. Flag down on the field. So we will see what the call is because that could change things. And indeed, it is going to be a hold on Herculaneum. So we try to get out of here a little quick there, Nathan, but flag is going to reset things as instead of it being 14-0, it'll remain 12-0, and Herculaneum will have to come out and try again, but now they'll be back at the 12-yard line.
The good news is this gives a passing game that hasn't had a lot of chances this year and has been a little turnover prone, maybe an opportunity to spread it out, throw the ball here. So you're going to be backed up needing about 15 yards or so. Let's see what Ethan Coy can do as a slinger.
So Coy comes out in the shotgun, tight end to the left, 3 receivers to the right, 1 receiver to the left. The man in motion is Reuter, and they're going to get it to him on a jet sweep. He cuts and he cuts out. He gets wrapped up. And he gets taken down inside the 10, down at about the 7, so well short of the goal line where he needed to get for the 2-point conversion, but no harm, no foul, as the Herculaneum Blackcats, after 2 straight shutouts and scoring 22 last week, Nathan, they are looking good offensively here tonight. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
That drive started at about the 41-42-yard line, and Herculaneum wasted very little time in marching right down the field, capped off by a 31-yard scamper. Austin Houston with 2 touchdowns. Nathan, you want to give a quick drive recap? And we'll get to the kickoff first, as the kickoff is sent away, and it's going to be picked up on the far side there. And once again, it's Kyle Schomburg who takes it up, and it gets taken down past the 20 to about the 22. Nathan, Gilstermary Elite Drive recap.
2 plays, it looks like 54 seconds that time, or 2 plays, 58 yards in 54 seconds. And obviously Austin Houston continuing to do the job. But don't discount that now we're seeing guys like Tyler Reuter get to touch the football as well. Looks like everybody's going to get involved tonight for Herculaneum offensively.
And so coming out, Crystal City now chasing 2 touchdowns as they're going to look to try to correct things here quickly as to not fall into any bigger of a hole. They came out and had a 3-and-out on their first possession, hindered in large part by a holding penalty. As the handoff is going to go up the gut to freshman Gavin Grass, and he'll gain maybe 1 yard before he is taken down. This Nathan, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Gavin Grass, an example of the youth for this bunch, kids that are getting the chance to play right away. Two sophomores on the starting on the offensive line, Joe Schubert and Joe Alley. Callaway Dashner is just a sophomore. So there's a lot of kids that are getting their first opportunities to play varsity ball for Crystal City that we'll be seeing in the coming years. Interested to see how they handle things deeper into that kind of first year of real varsity action.
Yeah, that was pretty much what I was going to mention to you. I was going to say Colin Grass, or Gavin Grass, rather, just a freshman, getting to see some varsity time here as Eisenbeis fakes the pitch, and he takes it up the gut himself. Picks up about 6 yards on the carry, and that'll set up a third and manageable.
That was a really nice play design that time, as they've been pretty much going with the straight handoff when it's been designed that way to the running back. So they fake the toss, sweep, and nice job by the interior of that Crystal City offensive line. Riley Stevens, Joe Alley, Ian Raftery opening up a big hole for Eisenbeis to get it to third in a nice little spot, as he said.
So now a big play here on third down and 3 from their own 33-yard line. Eisenbeis in the pistol. Snap good. He takes it, tries to get to the outside. Now he's got to try to knife his way through traffic, and he's not going to find enough real estate. He might have gained about a yard, if that. And he is taken down, so that sets up a fourth down at about 3.
Boy, I tell you what, here on the near side of the field, Cole Struckoff, senior defensive end for Herculaneum, is literally pinning his ears back. He looks like he's ready to jump the snap every time. And he did an excellent job to set the edge there, and force Eisenbeis to come back to the middle of the field trying to run that ball up the gut. And now Crystal City, I think this is the right approach. Down 2 scores, you got 4th and about 3. Might as well go for it and see what you can do to extend this drive and finally get yourself some points.
4:45 left here in the first quarter. 12-0 Herculaneum leading Crystal City. 4th down, Eisenbeis back to pass, and he throws near side, and Callaway Dashner was never looking in his direction. The pass is incomplete, and that's a turnover on downs. And that hurts right there, Nathan. And talking with Coach Fox, look, he just said we got to do the small things right, and that's one of them right there, just being on the same page. Big-time play that hurts the Crystal City Hornets.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Just a simple miscommunication, I guess. He thought his receiver, Kashner, was going to stop, and instead he ran the slant route in, and as a result, Eisenbeis just trying to get rid of the ball quickly, throws it incomplete in your own territory, already down 2 scores. I liked the aggressiveness, but you got to convert.
So that's another 3 and... Oh, actually, that one's actually not a 3 and out. That one's a turnover on downs. Herculaneum back out now. They'll start on their opponent's 34. And the handoff is bobbled, but it looked like the ball carrier on the play, Myers, was able to fall on it, and indeed he was. Fortunate break there for Herculaneum to fall on top of that one, Nathan, and not give possession away.
Yeah, that was a nice little job there by Cole Myers. Looks like maybe just cold night, your hands are a little, I'm already starting to see my breath, so maybe your hands are a little bit stone cold at the moment, and you're not able to get that handoff exchange. But as we said earlier with the pitch to Reuter, fortunate bounce, falls on top of it.
2nd down and 11 now from the 34-yard line, Herculaneum going in. They got Myers and Houston in the backfield. Myers in motion. They're going to fake the give to Houston. Coy back to pass over the top, and it's too tall and too long as Luke Teague tried to run underneath it, but it just had a little too much mustard on it, Nathan, and it just dropped over his head.
Yeah, they've had Luke Teague lined up as a true tight end a lot tonight, and that time, of course, they take their shot again. Off play action for him. This one not as wide open as the first one that they missed, but he did have one-on-one coverage, and he was ahead of his defender. Just a matter of dropping it in there for Ethan Coy, but you got 2 scores and you're in plus territory. Good chance to get those reps in.
3rd down and 11 now, 3:50 left in the first quarter. Coy in the pistol. He's got Myers in the backfield. Houston on the wing on the right, 2 receivers out there and 1 to the left. They're going to go to Myers on the handoff up the backfield. He finds a lead, and he's through. Flag down, but Myers scampers into the end zone. We'll see what the call is. Looks like it's going to be coming back.
There was a big collective oh from the crowd when they saw it, mostly because you see it out there happen at the point of where blockers are trying to throw open that lane there for Cole Myers' right side of the field. You almost always assume there was either a hold or a block in the back that will bring this back, and indeed it looks like it's going to be a little bit of holding out there wide that time. I think maybe Luke Teague, a couple other of the guys that you see split wide normally there for Herculaneum, grabbing a little too much jersey to free things up.
Yeah, well, there was a hole the size that you could drive a ship, a truck. You could have fit just about any large vehicle through the hole that Myers was given on that play. And usually when that happens, it's as a result of something illegal being done. So it'll set up a third down at 15 now from back on their own 35. They're making the 37, 38 rather. In the pistol, three receivers to the left. They're going to hand it off to Myers in the backfield. Tries to get to the edge, but he is going to be wrapped up and taken down. Adam Mills, the senior outside linebacker for Crystal City, knifes in, makes a big-time tackle for a loss, and that'll bring up fourth down.
Yeah, nice job that time by Mills. He had that thing completely sniffed out and never gave up the edge as Myers was trying to get around the left corner. Great tackle in the backfield for loss and a nice stop there by the Crystal City defense.
Yeah, that was a big-time stop, a much-needed one, and they were aided by the penalty, but you'll take it any way you could get it. Houston back to punt now. The deep man to return is Dashner. Short punt, rolling toward the out-of-bounds line. It'll dip down inside of the 20, down to about the 11-yard line is where it'll be touched down, and that'll be where Crystal City will start their drive. So a long way to go, Nathan. Quick timeout. We'll be back in just a moment.
Let's check in with Josh Harris now, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington and in Poplar Bluff. In addition to having a great selection of on-the-road, off-the-road, and on-the-water vehicles, Josh, you also have great financing, don't you?
We do. You know what? If you're looking for great financing, we got rates as low as 0%. If you've had a few bumps on the road of life, we can take care of financing there. We've got financing for everyone. Payments as low as $99 a month on four-wheel drive ATVs right now. Stop and see us at 124 Walker Drive, Farmington.
Crystal City starting with possession on their own 11. The snap goes back to the quarterback, eyes and buys. Quick pitch near side, but taken down quickly is Gavin Grass, and that'll set up a second down and 12. So they tried to run the pitch near side, Nathan, on the first play of the drive. Looked like they might have had it for a moment, but a good recovery there. Good tackle by Tyler Reuter on the outside. And after a loss, it's second and 12.
Nice little play out there on the edge. Herculaneum has really shown off their speed defensively. See what Crystal City can do to counter that.
Second and 12. They have two running backs in the backfield, two receivers split out wide, and a wing back. Snap is bobbled, and it goes over the head of the quarterback, Eisenbeis, and into the end zone. And it is recovered by Herculaneum. It is a touchdown. As Herculaneum's defense reacted quickly, and right there to fall on it, looked like it was Nick Miles who comes up with this fumble recovery touchdown. Nick Miles, the junior defensive lineman, gets a gift-wrapped touchdown as he falls on it in the end zone. And that puts Herculaneum up by three scores.
Well, on the flip side, poor Blake Eisenbeis. He wasn't ready for the snap. There was confusion about whether or not they were going to go. They were getting signals from the sideline. Center just chucked it, hit him right in the face mask, and bounds into the end zone. Nice heads-up play by Miles to fall on top of the loose ball.
Two-point conversion. They're going to hand it off to Houston. He dodges the first wave, and he is driven into the end zone by a teammate. As he is in, two-point conversion is good. That's the first two-point conversion that they have converted today. But regardless, it's set up by a nice fumble recovery touchdown, and Herculaneum now leads 20-0.
Yeah, just a tremendous start for Herculaneum. They've gotten to do everything they wanted to running the football, and they've been able to take some shots off play action, even if they haven't hit one just yet. They're getting the looks that they want, throwing the football off of play action fake. And then defensively, there's been little to nothing happening for Crystal City moving the football, and they pounce there on another bad snap. A couple of them have not been great. Back to Eisenbeis, and this time that one deflecting off his face into the end zone, and Nick Miles pouncing on top of that one. Great moment there for the junior defensive lineman.
We're here in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. I'm Brandon Pavolino alongside Nathan Gertz. Mineral Area College is your next step. 20-0 Herculaneum in the first quarter. 2 minutes and 3 seconds left on the clock in the first quarter. The kickoff is sent away. It'll be fielded on the far side by Schomburg as he'll try to find some real estate, but he is going to be swarmed and taken down. Nice tackle there on special teams as it was Lucas Barr, the freshman, getting in there to make the tackle. And as a result, that'll set up things for Crystal City to begin their drive from their own 30-yard line. Pretty good starting field position here, considering where they have had drives begin. And they're going to have to try to get something going here. Very little offense to speak of. Just 12 yards so far in the first quarter for Crystal City. Clock under 2 minutes now. Buck 56 on the clock here in the first quarter of play. Trying to get everybody set up. And it looks like they're going to finally get to that before the play clock winds. So Eisen buys in the shotgun. Actually, he's more of the pistol. He's got Grass in the backfield with him. Trips to the left, one to the right. Eisen buys back to pass. He gets pressured, gets away from the first defender, but then he gets dragged down as that'll be a sack back at the 30-yard line. So Eisen buys back to pass once more, but that time the defense on him in a hurry.
Yeah, there's a lot of conversation happening pre-snap for Crystal City, and the one big thing you notice about that is how do you communicate without a built-in mic in your headset the way they do in the NFL. Three coaches on the far sideline where Crystal City's lined up are bringing in the signals, but then they're also doing checks and audibles, it looks like, on every snap, and it's the result is it takes a while to get lined up, and sometimes that can cause confusion, as we've seen on a couple plays tonight.
Two receivers and a wing to the right. Eisen buys back to pass. He's looking near side. He's got a man open, and it's caught. Good pitch and catch there is going to pick up 20 yards as it's Callaway Dashner on the receiving end of a nice throw by Blake Eisenbys. And that has Crystal City in business after a pickup of 23 yards.
Well, and that's the reason that you do all that work with the coaches and all those, you know, looks pre-snap and all the checks and audibles. And that's why you spread it out and throw it up, is because you got an athlete like Callaway Dashner that you can go up top to. They did there on the jump ball here near side, and he goes up and makes a big play.
Two receivers split out wide, wing to the right, two running backs in the backfield. Eisenbys gets the snap, the give, and the ball is on the turf, and it is recovered by the Black Cats. Chase Coleman was the man who they put the ball into the belly of, but I don't think he ever knew that the ball was supposed to be coming his way, because he took off and the ball was pretty much immediately on the ground. So some miscommunication there, a fumble, and another turnover as now Herculania takes over possession, and they'll be on their own 47-yard line.
Yeah, and I give credit more than anything to Cole Struckoff on the point of the handoff, being aware that it was a middle mess. He gets his hand in to knock it away, and then the big nose tackle Chance Jenkins falls on top of it. Another great play by Herculania. Again, we mentioned in pregame, win the line of scrimmage, win the game. They're doing that right now.
So 20-0 here in the first quarter, 38.7 seconds left on the clock. And the handoff is going to go toward one of the littler guys back there. Tyler Reuter takes it, puts his head down, picks up a yard and a half on what will be his second carry of the evening. That time they had him lined up in the backfield after initially his first carry coming from more of a jet sweep motion. We'll see if Herculaneum is going to run another play here, if they're going to just let this clock wind. 15 seconds, looks like they're going to let it wind. So with that, Nathan, we'll have a chance to take a look here quickly at some of our Presbyterian Manor stats. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. FarmingtonPresbyterianManor.org. In that first half, Herculaneum with 96 rushing yards, 89 of them to Austin Houston. No completions for the Black Cats. And for Crystal City, 23 yards through the air, 14 on the ground, and it's 20-0 on the scoreboard. Timeout. We'll be back. Herculaneum leads Crystal City here on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
What was that noise? What's she out there doing? Flying around on her broom again. Clarissa, what are you doing on that new Hustler mower?
Easy, Mower Mouse. I'm taking it for a spin. Mowing the grass. Hello. It may be October, but mowing season isn't over. There's still plenty of grass to cut down, maintain, and...
And here, I thought you were out here flying around on your broom again. Turns out, you're just mowing and blowing out the competition.
That's right, Jason. Everybody deserves the fast-moving flight a Hustler mower provides, and the low price we can offer here at Fliggs. That will blow out all the competition.
See us today at Fliggs Equipment in St. Genevieve on Highway 32 and on the Outer Service Road in Ledington, just off Highway 67. Online 24/7 at Fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment. Let our family serve your family.
Welcome back here on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. I'm Brandon Pavlina alongside my broadcast partner, Nathan Gertz. It's homecoming here at Crystal City, but they trail on the scoreboard. Herculaneum leading the Hornets 20-0 as we start the second quarter. Second down and 9. Herculaneum now going from left to right on your electronic devices as they come out in the pistol with the man in the backfield once again is Tyler Reuter, and that's where they initially try to get it, but instead keeping it as Coy, and he got hammered. My goodness, Nathan, you could hear that hit all the way from up here. Calloway Dashner was flying in, and he blasted the ball carrier.
Tom Jackson somewhere just cracked a smile. Somebody got jacked up out there. I mean, pads were popping. Great job by Dawson or Calloway Dashner to come over here and help out Jason Moyer to make that play, and a good job by Sam Smith as well. A couple different hats to the ball. That's what Crystal City needs to do defensively, and the result, you force third and medium in a situation where Herculaneum probably going to have to spread it out and throw it.
As 11 minutes and 10 seconds on the clock, 20-0 Herculaneum leading Crystal City. Third down and 5 in the pistol. Coy goes back to pass, looking near side. Pass complete. It's caught by Cole Myers right on the sideline, but he's going to be short of the first down by about a yard and a half. Pulled in right at the 45-yard line. That's going to make it 4th and 2.
Yeah, they ran the out route to Myers here on the sideline. The problem with that is if he doesn't have space to turn up field, you're not going to gain anything after the catch, and he caught that right on the sideline. Now, the good news is it feels like they may have been calling that with the intention to go for it on 4th down, which they're going to do right here.
And lining up to go for it, 4th down and 2. In the pistol, they got Myers and Houston in the backfield. Coy, with two receivers to either side, gets the snap. The give is to Houston up the gut, and he's got the first down. And he gets hit and driven backward. Blake Eisenbeiss, the first man to meet the ball carrier, drives him backwards, but not before he picks up 5 yards. And that's a Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down as Herculaneum keeps the drive alive on a 4th down.
Yeah, when in doubt, just keep handing it off to your senior tailback. He's had a terrific night so far in that time. Got a nice little hole between the right guard and the center. Good work up front by Cole Counson. Cole struck off to blow one open there and get a 1st down there for the Herky offense.
Herculaneum now with a doubles formation. It's a tight wing to the left. That's Myers. And it's Luke Teague in the slot near side. Houston's in the backfield. Fisher and Reuter, the other receivers. Reuter in motion to the left. They're going to pitch it to him. Reuter looking for some daylight. He gets past the first man, but then he gets driven down. A really nice tackle there on the outside by Calloway Dashner, as he has made a couple of nice plays here tonight, Nathan, on the defensive side.
Yeah, they're using him as the deep free safety tonight, and the result is that he can kind of swarm right to the football on every play. Just be instinctive. He was there. Tell you what, Herky's run a lot of stuff out of the pistol, straight out of that Andy Reid Kansas City Chiefs playbook. That time, receiver in motion, working as a guy you can use, kind of in the speed option on the edge. They got it to Reuter, but as I mentioned, nice job by Dashner to set the edge, make it very little gain.
I know you enjoy seeing that as a Chiefs fan yourself. Trips formation to the right with a tight wing, one receiver to the left. It's Houston in the backfield with Coy in the pistol. Back to pass is Coy. Pump fake, over the top he goes, and there's no one home. The closest man was Jason Moyer, a defensive back, but it goes over the head of everybody. And we've seen that a few times here tonight, Nathan, where Coy has gone back to pass and just kind of overshot everybody. And you know what, I think more often than not, you'd rather do that than leave it short and give a chance for a DB to pick it off.
Yeah, I agree, except for the fact that the only guy who could have run that down was in a red jersey for Crystal City.
And I was going to say, I mean, ideally, you want to try to get the pass in the right spot. You're not trying to overshoot everybody.
No, but if you're going to miss your guy, miss everybody as well, yep. Like you said. He looks like he's kind of just going through the motion, trying to throw that first read. Make sure the guy's there and make a good throw before you make that play.
Trips again with a tight wing. It's Myers. Near side, it's Teague along with Reuter. Back to pass. Coy over the top. It's picked off. Near side, it gets picked out of the sky by Blake Eisenbeiss. They tried to throw it out to the running back on a quick play. Looked like they were trying to get it to Houston. Eisenbeiss read it perfectly. Knifed right in. Coy's pass a little too tall. Eisenbeiss right there waiting with the breadbasket. It fell in, and he went the other way, and it's a big-time turnover for Crystal City.
That's a perfect combination, not only of a guy in the right spot, but Chase Coleman, defensive back, a junior. He came free off the edge, and the result of that is that Coy gets hit from his blind side right as he's throwing that football. So he's basically just trying to get rid of it as opposed to trying to dump it off there to Houston. And the result of that hit is a wobbly throw that falls right into the waiting arms of Eisenbeiss. Huge turnover for Crystal City.
And now the Hornets back on offense as they send Sam Smith in motion and they give him the ball. And he gets strung out and taken down. Luke Teague is there on the tackle as looks like Smith was unable to gain any positive yardage there. He gets back to the line of scrimmage for no gain.
They're just trying to generate anything right now, and I think that their best bet might be to try and, if they're going to run the football, go between the tackles, because everything on the edge with the jet sweeps and anything just trying to get around left or right tackle, Herculaneum's doing a fantastic job of setting that edge and keeping contained and making it a minimal gain.
Second down and 10, 8:50 left here in the second quarter. Back to pass, the Hornets, far side, pass complete. It's Callaway Dashner once again, and he's able to pull defenders forward. And that's a Caldwell Baker Hulsey Real Estate first down. A pickup of 13 yards through the air. Eisenbeiss to Callaway Dashner once again. That's a nice little combo there, Nathan.
Yeah, and I think this is where Crystal City goes to get their offense. Eisenbeiss dropping back to throw. Ball's out of his hand in a hurry, too, so you don't have to worry about any pressure in his face. Just try to get it out in space to good athletes like Callaway Dashner and see what they can do after the catch.
First down has you in business. 8.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Chasing 20 points. Back to pass, Eisenbeiss looking to go near side, and the pass in and out of the hands of the defensive back as he was looking for Sam Smith in the slot on the near side or right on the hash marks. But Luke Teague was right on the back of the receiver, and he almost wound up going the other way.
Yeah, that was right between the one and the zero, and it just bounced off his hands. Again, maybe on a cold night, the ball hits you a little harder, and the result is you're not ready for it. But Eisenbeiss, a little bit like Ethan Coy on the other side, some of these pass plays, he seems like he's kind of going through exactly one read, doing exactly what you're doing in practice every day. You do have to keep your eyes open, head up, and be aware that you might have to throw that ball in a different angle or go to a second read.
Three receivers to the left with a tight wing. Now a timeout will be called by the referees, it looks like, and it'll be a false start on the offense. It's not a timeout, it's a penalty. That's the second one on Crystal City, 15 yards for their two penalties here tonight. And we'll have a check of our Patsy's Furniture, or not the Patsy's Furniture, our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. We'll take a look at some scores when we have a moment to tell you about what else is going on around our area. On our other stations here tonight, J98, 98.5 FM, St. Jen at Fredericktown. Tell you about the rest in a moment. Trips to the left, Eisenbeiss running the speed option. They pitch it. Grass has it, and he's able to get outside and get a couple of yards, maybe five or six, down to about the 41, maybe the 42. Nice carry there to find a little real estate, Nathan, on the outside for a positive gain.
Yeah, if you're going to run the football, I think you do have to kind of use the option game on the edges to just get defensive ends who are pinning their ears back and linebackers off guard. Make them go one way when you're keeping the football and going the other. That was a nice job on the speed option, pitching at the last moment to allow Grass to turn the corner on the edge and pick up nice yardage.
So the trips to the left, Moyer's out wide, Smith in the slot, and then tucked tight on the line is Coleman. In the backfield, it's Grass. Eisenbeiss back to pass. Far side they go, and the pass is too low, and Callaway Dashner can't get down to get to that ball. It's an incomplete pass, and that'll set up a fourth down and about 7 yards to go. And this is a big play here, Nathan.
Yeah, on the other side of midfield, down a couple scores. You got to go for this here. That was a play that gets you right to the sticks if you make the throw on the money there. Unfortunately, Eisenbeiss not able to hit Dashner, and I wouldn't honestly, even though that didn't work, be dismayed. Go right back to it, see if he can get position there at the sticks. Throw the little sit route to him to pick up the 7 yards you need and keep this drive alive.
Fourth down and seven from the right hash. Three receivers to the left. Eisenbeiss back to pass. He's going over the top. He's looking that way, and it's knocked away. A great defensive play on the outside by Tyler Reuter. What a defensive effort there from the cornerback position as that was a beautiful throw, Nathan, right into the arms of the receiver. But Tyler Reuter laid out at the last second to get a hand on that pass and knock it away.
Well, so much for playing conservative and just trying to get the yardage you need. They went for the one-on-one deep bomb, and they had it. As you said, it was just a tremendous defensive play to get in front of that and break that up. Great job there by Herky defensively to turn things over after their own stop on offense last go-around.
So Herky takes over on their side of the field from the 41-yard line. 8:03 left in the second. They're up 20-0. They're going to hand it to Houston, who turns the corner, gets forward for a good pickup of there about 5 or 6 yards. And that'll set up a second down and manageable. Quick thank of a few of our sponsors here tonight. Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Gateway Region YMCA in St. Louis, Gifford Lumber in Farmington, Gilster Mary Lee in Perryville, and Hearing Care Partners in Farmington. And speaking of Hearing Care Partners, although we will check our broadcast schedule at some point here tonight. 7.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Back to pass now is actually, no, not pass. They're going to run it. Coy on the quarterback keeper near side, and he is taken down. A nice play on the outside. Jason Moyer came flying up from the defensive back spot. Made a tackle on the quarterback in the backfield, and that's what you like to see, Nathan, those DBs playing aggressive.
Yeah, good stuff there from Crystal City defense. They've really settled in the second quarter. We'll quickly check your Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Over on J98, 98.5 FM, Fredericktown having homecoming. They're leading St. Genevieve 14-7 on AM800 KREI. The Farmington Knights lead Sykeston 21-0. Other scores from our area. Central with a 16-14 lead over Potosi. And over on AM 1400 KJF Hillsboro, the early 8-0 lead on DeSoto.
6:35 left in the second. Herculaneum leads 20-0. They have possession, third down and 7. In the pistol with Houston in the backfield. Coy with the play action. Back to pass. He's got a man wide open, and he's got him. But he is tackled, and he'll be brought down. It's Coy to Teague. That time they make the connection, but a flag is down. It would be a gain of about 22, 23 yards through the air if it stands, but it doesn't look like it's going to.
Had the ineligible receiver downfield that time as maybe one or two of the linemen getting a little too far downfield with their blocking. That play fake was long in developing. As you said, it ultimately worked. They again had Luke Teague open. This time Coy hit him. You just can't have that penalty that wipes it all out. So a couple different times on play action we've said it. Herculaneum has had it there with the deep throw on play action. They just haven't been able to make the play successfully work.
Reminder that our scoreboard updates are brought to you by Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. We'll check the scoreboard again before we head to halftime, but you're going to want to stick around for our Midwest Sports Center halftime show as well. McCoy, the give to Houston. Far side, he's got a little room, but he is going to be hit and taken down. He does get the first down after a carry of 12 and a half yards on third and 12. So Houston, he's had a couple of big carries today. That's his third one that has gone for over 12 yards. He's had three go for more than 20 yards tonight, Nathan, and he's already up to 112 on the night.
Yeah, no reason to not keep giving him the football here in this first half as he looked to not only build on this lead, but obviously continue to eat the clock. He's the guy that's been most successful for you tonight.
Halfway point in the quarter as Herculaneum moves to the Crystal City side of the field from the 47. Bad snap, but Coy pulls it in. Now he's back to pass over the top once again. It's Teague. He catches it. And he is dragged down by the shoelaces as he got behind the defense once again on that play-action pass. But he is taken down, a touchdown-saving tackle by Kyle Schomburg in the secondary. But, Nathan, that play cannot be stopped right now.
Yeah, no, Teague is just running wide open from the tight end spot. He's just running basically the go route, not the post, not the flag, not trying to go to corner. He's just going straight up the field. Nobody's covering him one-on-one. That time, Coy able to hit him. Underthrew him a little bit, though. Could have let him potentially scored around that play.
32 yards on the gain as now Coy is going to hand it off to Houston. Near side he goes. Breaking tackles down inside the 10. He rumbles down inside the 5, and he's taken down at the 1. So on the first down carry from the 17 yards, Houston drags a couple of defenders for 16 of the 17 yards he needed to get to the end zone, but he's taken down at the one.
Yeah, he has just been an unstoppable force so far in this first half, and Crystal City going to take a pause in the action to talk about whether or not they can stop him.
128 yards for Austin Houston on just 9 carries to this point in the ballgame. 5:08 left in the second. 20-0, Herculaneum leads Crystal City. Timeout will be back on the MyBo Info Sports Stream.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home, the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Welcome back here to Crystal City, Missouri. I'm Brandon Papalino alongside Nathan Gertz here on the MyMo Info Sports Stream. Glad to have you alongside here tonight. Let's thank a couple of our sponsors here quickly. Home Pools and Spas in Ledington and Jefferson College in Hillsboro. It's first down and goal from the 1 yard line. Herculaneum going in. They need 3 feet to find pay dirt. They already lead 20-0 with 5:08 left in the second quarter. They're going to come up on a goal line look with a couple of tight ends. A fullback is Houston. The deep back is Cole Myers. Coy is going to be under center. The two tight ends in on the formation. Teague to one side. Elijah Fisher down with his hand in the dirt. Coy under center. Who's going to get the handoff? Coy gets it. Gives it deep to Myers. And he waltzes his way into the end zone virtually untouched. A 1 yard touchdown run. Cole Myers finds pay dirt. And with it, 5:05 left in the third quarter, Herculaneum has taken a 26-0 lead pending the extra point.
Yeah, just an excellent job of that offensive line. Again, just blowing Crystal City off the point of attack. Great work up front. Nick Miles, Chance Jenkins, Cole Counts, Cole Struckoff, Isaac Tandy, all five of them seniors, all five of them really just churning and pushing so far tonight for Herky.
And they'll go for two once again to try to make it 28-0. It's Coy who's going to give it to Houston, but he is met immediately. And a great play. Adam Mills once again gets into the backfield for Crystal City and wraps up the ball carrier. There is nowhere to go. So we'll take a quick timeout, 30-second timeout, brought to you by McDonald's. We'll be back in just a moment.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Welcome back here on the MyMo Info Sports Stream. That timeout brought to you by McDonald's, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. McDonald's in Farmington. I haven't had some McDonald's breakfast in a while, Nathan. I think about it all the time. I'll tell you what, man, you can't really beat that Mickey D's B. Anyway, 5:04 left in the second quarter, 26-0. Herculaneum leads over Crystal City, and Crystal City will receive the kickoff. Back there to return is Callaway Dashner, and he gets it, and he's got a little room. He gets to the outside on the far side, and he gets dragged down. Tyler Reuter there on the tackle on special teams. A nice play, and that'll set up Crystal City at about the 36-yard line.
Well, we've seen a couple nice things from this Crystal City offense in this first half. They've been able to make some plays moving the football, particularly passing the ball. The combination of Blake Eisenbeis and Callaway Dashner has made a couple of nice plays. I think you got to go back to that here at the end of the first half. Simultaneously, you'd like to see a little bit something more from your run game.
Yeah, as you mentioned, 35-plus yards through the air for Callaway Dashner. Now the snap is low, and it's on the dirt. And Blake Eisenbeis just has to fall on it to save what could have been another turnover right there, but Eisenbeis wise to it. He falls on it quickly, but it's going to move Crystal City back a loss of 7 yards on the play. That's not what you want to have happen in this situation, Nathan.
Snap center exchange has been a little messy all night long, and that once again, a little too low there for Eisenbeis, falls on top of it and has to eat that play.
So Eisenbeis in the pistol, and now the snap is over his head, and it's a race for the football. And who's going to get there? Ball squirts away, and now Teague falls on it in the end zone. Another defensive touchdown for Herculaneum. This time, it's Luke Teague who is able to fall on the fumble in the end zone for a touchdown. That makes it 32-0 here in the first half.
Boy, tremendous job. We've mentioned the snap exchange has been a problem, but Herculaneum has pounced on the football. They've made some plays. That was a great job, I think, initially up front by Chance Jenkins to kind of fight to get to the football right away with Eisenbeis. The result of their collision is the ball squirts away even further. It's the Dave Casper Holy Roller play, and Luke Teague falls on the loose ball in the end zone. Only difference between that one and this one is that there's no San Diego chicken to fall flat on his face afterwards.
That's a great call there, my friend, as the extra point will be attempted by Houston as they will try to kick it this time. PAT up, PAT good. Houston tacks on one more to make it an even 33-0 here in the first half. Quick timeout. We'll be back.
You love to shop at Patsy.
Hi, this is Chris with Patsy's Furniture, inviting everyone to stop by and help us celebrate Patsy's Furniture's 17th year anniversary. We have enjoyed meeting you and want to say thank you. Come in for some refreshments, put your name in for some great giveaways, and shop around the store full of beautiful furniture for your home. Use our 2-year no interest or no credit needed financing.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
So the second fumble recovered in the end zone for the Herculaneum defense results in another defensive touchdown. They're looking like the New England Patriots defense out here tonight, Nathan, with the way that this team and this unit is playing. And, of course, that play, that one recovered by Luke Teague in the end zone, a heck of an effort. And we got to call that one our Patsy's Furniture pileup of the game. Patsy's Furniture, you'll love to shop at Patsy's in Park Hills. The kickoff is sent away, and it's going to be fielded by the deep man, Callaway Dashner. He gets it out to about the 30-yard line, but he is taken down there. And so Crystal City will begin the drive from their own 30-yard line, looking to just try to move the ball in a positive direction, Nathan. As I mentioned, the fumbles have been an issue tonight. Two of them have been recovered in the end zone for touchdowns. That is not the recipe for success if you want to try to be moving the ball in the right direction.
No, and the recipe for success for any football team does start with a good, clean snap. So we'll see if they can get a couple of those off and then start making some plays.
Three receivers to the light with to the right with a tight wing. Eisenbeis back to pass, far side. He goes, pass is caught, and being taken down after a pickup there of about 15 yards is, once again, there's that man, Callaway Dashner, 15-yard reception. And, boy, he's having a nice little first half here, Nathan, with 3 catches for 51 yards.
Yeah, when they get the football to him, he can be a big-time player. And that time they just ran the curl route far sideline. He made the catch and broke a tackle or two afterwards and was able to get, of course, out near midfield and pick up a Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down.
Indeed.
Good stuff there from the sophomore wideout.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down. And as you mentioned, Nathan, Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, you know what they do? They move this town.
Yeah, it looks like we have a penalty on the play at the end of that that's going to add even more yardage.
Oh, wow.
I think 15 yards must have been some
Holy
sort of personal
moly.
Foul on Herculaneum while we were talking. That is a big blow there for the Black Cat defense that's mostly played pretty disciplined tonight. Maybe some sort of late hit at the end of that against Dashner ends up adding on extra yardage.
Yeah, they just announced it over the intercom after the play was over. Personal foul on Herky, so that's their fourth penalty now for 35 yards. And on the first play after the penalty, Eisenbeis keeps, and it's a pickup of 3 yards. Second down and 7, 3:40 left here in the second quarter. As Eisenbeis and company just trying to find a way to get onto the scoreboard. As I mentioned in the pregame and right off the top, this Hornet team has not found the end zone or scored points since week one. Isaac Byes in the shotgun. He's got grass in the backfield. Trips to the left. Isaac Byes is going to roll that way, looking to pass. He sets his feet. He throws over the middle, but it's incomplete as that one could not be pulled in, and that'll result in a third down and seven.
Yeah, that was a nice little play design that time. It's just a matter of if you can hit your receiver, unable to get it to him that time, though, over the middle. Again, when he rolls out, a lot of the play design with the way they're throwing the football, it's coming out and going to a very specific place, and it's a matter of if the receiver is there to make the catch. Wasn't there that time in a vacated area, but now you got third down. Again, feels like a good opportunity to just go out to the far sideline and give that ball to your main man, Callaway Dashner.
I mean, that's been their biggest offensive play here tonight. They got three receivers to the right, one to the left. It's grass with Eisenbeis in the backfield. Speed option, they go to the left here near side. Eisenbeis running with it, thinking about pitching it. Now he keeps, now he gets hit, and now he gets dragged down. And that's going to be a big loss on third down of about 7 yards. As a good swarm, Nick Miles there along with Chance Jenkins. Just a great effort by that defensive line to string that play out, Nathan, and not allow them to make that pitch.
Their speed has been fantastic on the edge. Love the work that Chance Jenkins in particular is doing. He's listed as a senior, he's listed as a nose guard, but he's got a pretty athletic build for a guy who plays that defensive tackle position. And he did a nice job to help out there. Again, set that edge, nowhere for Eisenbeis to turn the corner, and the result is you lose a bunch of yardage, too, on third down to make this right after you hit a big play passing the football and got some help with a penalty yardage. Now you're facing fourth and long.
2 minutes and 15 seconds remain in the first half. 33-0, Herculaneum leading Crystal City. Eisenbeis back to pass on fourth and 14. He rolls out to the right, looking downfield. The pass is short. Intended receiver Jason Moyer, but the ball was at his feet and it could not be corralled. A flag is down, trying to locate it. And it indeed was an illegal shift or an illegal man downfield. A good tap of the white cap by the official there right around the midfield. That'll be a turnover on downs as Herculaneum will take back possession of the football. So another turnover there, Nathan. But that's certainly one of the better drives for Crystal City to this point, as they were able to actually start moving the ball a little bit. The penalty is going to be declined by Herculaneum regardless, as that'll turn the ball over on downs without a whole lot of confusion. No headaches as a result of that. You just decline the penalty, say we'll take the ball. Nobody else has to do any more thinking. Let's just keep the game moving. 2:04 as Herky will take over on their own side of the field at about the 44-yard line. See if they could punch it in here quickly, Nathan. They had a scoring drive right out the bat that took less than 2 minutes.
They've had big plays open on play action passing, so they know they can hit some deep shots. We'll see if they are able to get one open here. Maybe just let Houston keep carrying the ball and see if he can get loose.
Coy with Houston and Myers in the backfield. And they're going to go to Houston near side. Head of steam, he goes, but he is going to be dragged down. A really nice tackle there by the senior Sam Smith, who was able to get an arm on the ball carrier and bring him down. Clock runs as it's now a minute and 50 seconds left. 5 yard carry there. Makes it second down and about five. 133 yards on the ground now for Austin Houston. A minute 35 as now Coy with, actually Tyler Reuter has gone to the backfield in the back spot. And they fake the pitch to him. They're going to throw it deep. They've got a man once again, and the pass is caught. Over the top, it's Luke Teague, and he winds up walking into the end zone. Touchdown. Herculaneum with a long touchdown pass. It goes for 54 yards through the air. Coy to Teague, and that one is going to put an exclamation point on the first half for Herculaneum. They lead 39-0 here late in the second quarter.
Finally, we're able to not only hit the play action pass deep downfield, no penalty involved, but that was Ethan Coy's best throw of the night because he led Luke Teague after the tight end got loose behind the defense. He threw it ahead of him to set him up to make that catch on the run and keep on running. into the end zone. Great job there by Herkey to finally execute that big play through the air. And as you said, really put a fantastic little bow on top of what's been a great first half.
39 points for a team that averages less than 10 in the first half is pretty remarkable. The extra point is a towering drive into the sky. That one might have graced the atmosphere, but it comes down and it is going to be way to the left. There's a lot more height than length on that, their extra point attempt, Nathan. But with a minute and 15 left here in the first half, 39 to nothing to score as Herculaneum has put a whooping on Crystal City here in the first half. And the Hornets, look, they've had some good signs of positive life here tonight, Nathan. We've seen some good things from Eisenbys, but a couple of big turnovers, fumbles being recovered for touchdowns, that really hurts when you're trying to mount a comeback.
Yeah, all the kind of self-inflicted mistakes you can have, penalties and turnovers, and then conversion opportunities. 0-for-4 on third down, 0-for-1 the lone time. They've gone for it on fourth down. You got to be able to convert in those situations because penalties, turnovers, conversions, those are all ways you hold on to the football and keep it. So at the very least, you're keeping that defense on the field, wearing them out. That'll lead to some bigger plays later on, but it can lead to scoring, sustained scoring drives for you in the early parts of the game, and they just haven't been able to do that so far tonight.
Minute and 15 left here in the first half as Herculaneum will send it away back deep. To return is Callaway Dashner along with Kyle Schomburg. It's a squib kick to the near side, and it is going to be fielded, and immediately Jason Moyer just hits the turf as didn't quite get a good handle on it. Rather, just go to the turf and live to see another down and try to get up and do something crazy. So with a minute and 13 remaining here in the first half, Crystal City will take over. And I would imagine they'll just try to run the ball a few times, Nathan, and get out of this first half, get back, make some adjustments for the second half.
We'll see. At the same time, you maybe want to stay aggressive, tell your team, hey, let's finish off the first half with a strong drive, and this may be an opportunity for an offense that's clearly trying to work in the spread and still even implement it here later in this season. This is an opportunity to show off the two-minute drill, see what you can do.
Reminder to stick around for the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Eisenbys back to pass over the middle. Pass is tipped into the air, and it falls incomplete. Pass was intended for the frequent target tonight, Callaway Dashner, but couldn't quite pull that one in, and as a result, it's incomplete.
That was a really nice job there by Kashner to stay with that play, and Eisenbys, that's the first time I've seen him try to kind of make something happen when the play broke down. He had a free rusher coming off the edge. Cole struck off right in his face. He scrambled out to his left, tried to make something happen, stayed with his eyes downfield, and he had Kashner over the middle for a moment. Pass just got tipped at the line of scrimmage and eventually falls harmlessly to the turf.
Yeah, Dashner had a good recovery, almost got back to the ball to make the catch, but could not quite pull it in. Eisenbys now is going to try to run the speed option. Now he's going to look to pass, rolling to the right, flips it up, and it's picked off. Teague with the interception. A flag is thrown in after the interception is made. Teague is taken down at right around the 40-yard line. My goodness, Nathan, how about the game that Luke Teague is having? He recovered a fumble in the end zone for a touchdown, an interception right there if it's going to stand. He's also got the 50-yard touchdown pass reception, having one heck of a night.
He can be a weapon for this offense. At one point, they were going to play him at quarterback earlier this year, Herculaneum was, but they like his ability on the edge, and they obviously like his athleticism as a linebacker and sometimes as a defensive back, and he's made some terrific plays tonight, including that one. Eisenbys rolling to his right, threw that one up for grabs. It was a matter of Teague could just go up and get it, and he showed off some nice hops to snag that one.
Absolutely, he did. And the penalty was on Crystal City. I believe it was a hold, declined by Herculaneum. So they have possession now from the 42-yard line with 55 seconds left in the first half. Coy is going to hand it off to the deep back as Myers picks up maybe a half a yard on the play, but that'll be all as he gets pulled down and the clock runs. Now I would imagine a very, very slow pace to this offense here. I wouldn't even be surprised if Herkey took a knee here to just wind this clock to get it to halftime. Already up by 39 points, 39 to nothing here at the halfway point of the game. Clock winds to 20 seconds in the first half. Coy is in the pistol with two tailbacks back there. It's Houston and Myers. A couple of receivers to the left, one to the right. Here's the snap. Coy gets it, gives it to Houston, the deep man, and he breaks through. He makes a move, and he is rumbling down inside the 10, and a stiff arm gets him into the end zone. Touchdown. 41 yards, the scamper for Austin Houston. His third touchdown of the game. That's the longest run of the game for Houston. 41 yards puts him at 174 in the first half, and that makes the score 45-0 pending the extra point.
It has been some kind of night for Austin Houston, some kind of night for that Herculaneum offensive line. This time it's the left side of the line, Nick Miles and Chance Jenkins. I mean, you could drive the fire truck that's parked in the left end zone through the holes that have been blown open tonight by Herky's offensive line, and Houston that time rolls right through one, as you said, able to shake off one tackler at the very end to get the score.
Wasn't sure that he was going to make it in there, but he was dragging defenders along with him, and the final stiff arm got him into the end zone, and the extra point attempt is no good. 45-0 the score with 1.5 seconds left here in the first half. That is a dominant first half if I have ever seen one for this Herculaneum team. And boy, did they need it in a big way, Nathan. You knew they were going to come out tonight with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder after losing last week to Grandview in a heartbreaking loss. And they have certainly come out and punished their opponent tonight to the tune of 45-0 in the first half.
Well, back-to-back weeks that they had been shut out prior to that loss to Grandview. So this is a team offensively that has really been looking for answers, and they've had all the answers tonight. Houston running it up the gut, play action deep to Luke Teague. It's all worked. Great first half for a Black Cat unit that's desperately needed to get going.
As I said, 174 yards for Austin Houston in the first half and three touchdowns. And now Callaway Dashner on the kick return. Made a couple of guys miss, got out past the 40-yard line, taken down at the 43, but the clock hits zero, and we've hit halftime. So we'll take a timeout. It's the Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up next. Stick around. We'll be back for the start of the second half in just a little bit right here on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Family, health, home. Comtree has been a leader in providing health care to you and your family for over 45 years. What started as mental health services has expanded to dental care, primary care, and many community services. We are your home for health care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
They are leading 21-0 as they have just started the third quarter of play there. Farmington stopped the Bulldogs on their first possession, then used some tough running plays to punch in the first touchdown.
So a first and goal for the Knights, and Farmington shoves its way toward the end zone and gets in. Caden Files, the quarterback keeper, goes in from 2 yards out, and the Knights score first. So Farmington keeping a strictly on the ground. Bodkin with the lion's share of the carries. Damon Guthrie with the big play for 19 yards, setting up Files at the 2, who takes it across the goal line for the score.
7-0 Knights after the PAT. Farmington defense held again, and on the final play of the first quarter, Damon Guthrie pulled off a nice run to extend the lead.
Farmington does not have to snap it again in the first quarter. They can if they want. They pitch it to Guthrie. Guthrie looking for the left corner. He's got a block. Damon to the 20. Damon to the 10. And he's nothing but green to the end zone. Damon Guthrie getting outstanding blocking in front of him and goes in from 27 yards out.
Farmington led 14-0 at that point. In the second quarter, they took advantage of a Cale Krause interception and used Braden Bodkin to go up by 3 scores.
Harris is the wing back to the left side. They fake it to him, give it to Bobkin, and he slams up right through the middle for a 10-yard touchdown run. First touchdown run of the night for Braden Bodkin. That's his seventh of the year, and the Knights now on top, 20-0 at the 7:09 mark of the second quarter of play.
And Farmington led 21-0 at the half at that point. And I beg your pardon, I said 39-0 was the halftime score in Crystal City. It's actually 45-0, Herculaneum leading there at the half. And again, Fredericktown leading 22-21. Farmington back underway with Sykeson on AM 800 KREI right now. Other scores around the area: Hillsboro up on DeSoto 16-12 on AM 1400 KJF. Jefferson over Grandview at the moment 34-0. And Festus is trailing Pacific 25-0. More Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show after this.
Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve is your Red Wing boot dealer. Meyer's Shoe Store is now offering a 20% discount on all new Red Wing boots. So if you need new work boots, hunting boots, or just new boots in general, Meyer's Shoe Store is the name to remember. That's Meyer's Shoe Store, located at 289 Merchant Street, down from Ciro's in St. Genevieve. Call 883-2110. That phone number again is 883-2110 for Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Fall is here and winter is on its way. This is Andy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington. We're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season. Plumbing, electrical hardware, lumber, tools, and so much, much more. Stop by and see us and check out the Makita, Yeti, Benjamin Moore, Traeger Grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, hometown proud.
Back on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. Andy Humphrey with you inside the Regional Radio studios on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. It's Herculaneum with quite the lead against Crystal City, 45-0 as they go into the locker room. Herculaneum drew first blood in the opening quarter with running back Austin Hewson breaking free.
Got to just give your guy a chance. Third down and 12 going in on the 22. And they are going to give it near side to Hewson. Trying to get to the edge. He gets there. He gets through. He breaks a tackle, and he rumbles into the end zone. Touchdown, Herculaneum. A 21-yard scamper for Austin Hewson. His fourth touchdown of the season. And right away on the opening drive, Herculaneum drives down and punches it in for 6.
Black Cats missed the two-pointer, so it remained 6-0. Hewson wasn't done scoring in the first quarter, though. He later came up with a 33-yard touchdown run.
Coy in the pistol with Hewson behind him, and that's where they're going to give it as Hewson takes it up the gut. He makes one man miss, and he's gone. House call as Austin Hewson takes it to the house. At one from 33 yards out, Hewson made one guy miss near the line of scrimmage and had nothing but daylight ahead of him. And just like that, Austin Hewson, 5 carries, 2 touchdowns, and well over 80 yards.
That gave Herky a 12-0 lead. Things kept getting tougher for Crystal City in the first as an offensive miscue led to more points for the Black Cats.
Second and 12, they have 2 running backs in the backfield, 2 receivers split out wide, and a wing back. Snap is bobbled, and it goes over the head of the quarterback, Eisenbison, into the end zone, and it is recovered by Herculaneum. It is a touchdown. Looked like it was Nick Miles who comes up with this fumble recovery touchdown.
And they converted the two-pointer to take a 20-0 lead, and they just kept on running from that point. All told, a 45-0 lead for Herculaneum over Crystal City as they are in the halftime locker room right now. Elsewhere, it is Potosi trailing New Madrid County Central 16-14 at the half. North County with a 26-7 lead over Windsor on the road. And Valley Catholic thumping Bayless right now 65-0 there at halftime there. More Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show after this on Regional Radio.
Dear movers and shakers,
We know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-851.
We continue the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. Andy Humphrey with you inside the Regional Radio studios. Wild one so far in Fredericktown on homecoming night for the Black Cats as they lead it over St. Genevieve 22-21. We'll tell you how they got there on St. Genevieve's first drive of the game. They featured their running abilities and finished it off with quarterback Logan Gegg sneaking it in.
Here we go. First and goal, 3 in the backfield with Gegg. Gegg's going to sneak it himself. Gegg up the middle he goes. Is he in? Yes, he is. A touchdown for the St. Genevieve Dragons. Logan Gegg finishes off the drive, and the Dragons score on the game's first possession. 6-0 St. Gen with 8:13 left in quarter number one.
7-0 after the PAT. Fredericktown had a quick answer, and Malachi Kyle came up with a big play.
Probably still in passing mode, second and long here, unless you want to get a chunk of it back with Kyle. They will hand it off to Malachi Kyle. His first touch makes a man miss. Bounces it out left side past the 40, 30. Now to the 20-yard line. He might be gone. 10-5 touchdown. Malachi Kyle. His first touch of the game. And he takes it to the house. A house call for Malachi Kyle. 7-6 St. Gen by one, but Fredericktown can tie it with a PAT here in the first quarter with 6:37 left.
No good on the PAT. It remained 7-6 St. Genevieve. In the second quarter, the Dragons pulled ahead once again on a fourth down play.
Again, 3 in the backfield with Gegg. Fourth and one. Will Gegg look to do it himself here? No, Gegg will go. This time on the right side and an easy run in. Bryce Trollinger finds the empty space on the exterior on the right side of that Fredericktown defense, and Trollinger runs it in for 11 yards. Touchdown, St. Genevieve. It is 13-6 with 9:26 left in quarter number two.
Dragons led 14-6 after the extra point, but then after a bad snap on a Dragons punt later in the quarter, Fredericktown recovered the ball a yard away from the goal line. That allowed quarterback Evan Burrows to punch it in.
Burrows back there with Kyle. Two receivers out to the right, two to the left. Burrows is going to take it himself. Burrows over right guard. Burrows, did he get in? Yes! A one-yard touchdown run. That's all he needed. Evan Burrows, his fourth rushing touchdown of the year. And that makes it 14-12. Fredericktown a touchdown. They're down two with 7:10 left in the second quarter.
A successful two-pointer tied the game at 14-all, but the Dragons rebounded on their next drive, capped off by a pass from Logan Gegg to Zach Boyer.
Balls at about the 29-yard line of Fredericktown. St. Genevieve in possession. Bullock with Gegg. Gegg fakes the pass. Now looks deep left. He's got a man in the end zone. It's caught for a touchdown over the middle. It is Zach Boyer. And Zach Boyer makes the catch. Touchdown, St. Genevieve. And the Dragons back on top 20-14 with 4:19 left in quarter number two.
They took a 21-14 lead with 5 minutes left. And then with less than 2 minutes to go in the half, it was Fredericktown's turn again.
Burrows with Kyle. Burrows fakes it. No, he won't toss it to Kyle. Kyle bounces back inside. Dives for the end zone. Did he get in? Malachi Kyle scores! He started outside on the left, cut back middle, dove, and a touchdown for Fredericktown. Malachi Kyle is second of the day. The first for 43 yards. That one just seven, but seven all he needed. It's 21-20. St. Gen by one here, 1:49 left in the second quarter.
And Fredericktown made the two-pointer. That gave them the lead for the first time, 22-21 going into the halftime locker room. And we're just minutes away from sending you back out for the third quarter with Nick Lewis and Michael Goldsmith there. Other scores around the area, Central, or New Madrid County Central, has extended their lead over Potosi 24-14. Park Hills Central trailing Perryville by a touchdown as they have started the third quarter there. And it's halftime in Hillsboro as the Hawks lead the DeSoto Dragons 19-12. That one's on AM 1400 KJF Radio. We will be back after this on the Midwest Sports Center halftime show on regional radio.
What was that noise? What's she out there doing? Flying around on her broom again. Clarissa, what are you doing on that new Hustler mower?
Easy, Mower Mouse. I'm taking it for a spin. Mowing the grass. Hello? It may be October, but mowing season isn't over. There's still plenty of grass to cut down, maintain, and...
And here, I thought you were out here flying around on your broom again. Turns out, you're just mowing and blowing out the competition.
That's right, Jason. Everybody deserves the fast-moving flight a Hustler mower provides and the low price we can offer here at Fliggs. That will blow out all the competition.
See us today at Fliggs Equipment in St. Genevieve on Highway 32 and on the Outer Service Road in Lettington, just off Highway 67. Online 24/7 at Fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment. Let our family serve your family.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entree from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Carsh Boulevard in Farmington.
Here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every ink for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the inks to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ink for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. See us now at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Time in Crystal City as the Herculaneum Black Cats all over Crystal City at the moment, 45-0. We'll get you back out to Brandon Pavlina and Nathan Gertz in just a moment. Meanwhile, they have started the third quarter action in both Sykeston and Fredericktown. Fredericktown leading St. Genevieve at the moment 22-21, and Farmington just took a 28-0 lead over Sykeston, and that's on AM 800 KREI, so you can check that out as well. It is halftime also in Hillsboro, 19-12, DeSoto with the lead there. Let's take a look at what's happened on AM 1400 KJF so far. Hillsboro took the lead initially in the first quarter with Jackson Patterson running it in from 5 yards out.
Pitch to left, Patterson. Perez creating a hole, and Jackson Patterson takes it in for six. The QB helping his guy out, as well as the O-line, and with 2:52 to play in the first quarter, Hillsboro on the board on a 5-yard touchdown run by Jackson Patterson.
Then Briar Fisher helped put the Dragons on the board, and he scored the team's first touchdown of the night with the help of his brother Levi.
Fires towards the back of the end zone. A bobbling catch is made for six. Briar Fisher, as he likes to do, finds his brother Levi for the touchdown. A 29-yard completion, and the Dragons are on the board.
that point, it was 8-6 Hillsborough, and the Hawks were able to extend their lead with their quarterback, Austin Perez.
As they operate right to left, here's Perez taking a snap, going to the right, half space. He's wide open spaces for Austin Perez, and he'll scoot right into the end zone. 15-yard touchdown run, Austin Perez.
And then after that, DeSoto had an answer. The Dragons' Briar Fisher threw yet another touchdown pass.
Here's Fisher back to throw. Pressure on his face. Scoots away from it left side. Will take a shot deep down the field. In stride, the catch is made. And that is a touchdown as John White had made the catch and crossed the goal line for six. 43-yard touchdown connection. Briar Fisher gets his second one of the night as Whited.
And Hillsborough was able to attack on a field goal before halftime, so they lead at 19-12 over DeSoto at the half in Hillsborough there. Other scores around the area: Northwest Cedar Hill leading over Hazelwood West 10-0. Fox with the lead over Hazelwood East 21-0 at last check. And Valley Catholic all over Bayless at the half, 65-0 the score there. We will get you out shortly to Brandon Pavlina and Nathan Gertz once again on the MyMo Info Sports Stream. It's Herculaneum leading Crystal City 485-0 at the half. The second half coming up after this on the MyMo Info Sports Stream.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to eight and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go. Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Gertz, as we wrap up the Midwest Sports Center halftime show, we get back to the action here. 45-0 our score coming out of halftime. Herculaneum leading Crystal City. Let's quickly take a look at the starters for both teams once again. Although Herculaneum's may be subject to change as we see some backups beginning to warm up here on the sideline at halftime. But nonetheless, let's go back through the starters for both sides. Crystal City will receive the second half kickoff. So let's start with their offense. On the offensive side for the Hornets, it's Joe Schubert, Joe Alley, Riley Stevens, Ian Raftery, and Adam Mills across the offensive line. The wide receivers, Callaway Dashner, who had himself a nice first half. He had three catches for 51 yards. Also the receivers, Sam Smith and Jason Moyer. The two tailbacks, Gavin Grass and Chase Coleman. The starting defense for the Herculaneum Black Cats. Up front, they got four defensive linemen: Cole Struckhoff, Chance Jenkins, Isaac Tandy, and Nick Miles. And in the linebacking core, they have a quartet. It's Luke Teague, Austin Houston, Cody Gibson, Cole Myers, Tyler Reuter, and Ethan Coy, and Elijah Fisher. As on the offensive side for Herculaneum, let's jump over and take a look at that unit as well. Up front, the offensive line from left to right: Nick Miles, Chance Jenkins, Cole Counts, Cole Struckhoff, and Isaac Tandy. And then the receivers: Luke Teague, who's had a huge game so far, Elijah Fisher, and Tyler Reuter. The tailbacks, a trio: Cole Myers, Austin Houston, and Cody Gibson. And the starting quarterback, of course, Ethan Coy. Forgot Blake Eisenbeiss, the starting quarterback on the offensive side for Crystal City. Defensively for Crystal City, three down linemen up front: Riley Stevens, Ian Raftery, and Joe Alley. In the linebacking core, it's Adam Mills, Joe Schubert, and Gavin Grass. Five DBs. They go Jason Moyer, Sam Smith, Blake Eisenbeiss, Ian Holdinghausen, and Callaway Dashner. So those are the lineups for both sides offensively and defensively as we get set to resume action here in the second half. Minute 15 remaining on the clock before we get to the kickoff. Let's go ahead and quickly take a look at some first half statistics. Those stats brought to you by Presbyterian Manor. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. FarmingtonPresbyterianManor.org. Ethan Coy for Herculaneum has got 89 yards through the air on just three completions. He's got a one. He does have a touchdown pass, a 54-yard strike to Luke Teague. Teague with two catches for 86 yards on the night. And Austin Houston has been the man running the football for Herculaneum. He has 11 carries for 174 yards. He has been lights out. He's also got three touchdowns on the night, which considering he came in to this game with three touchdowns on the season, Nathan, he's already matched that total here tonight. On the other side for Crystal City, Blake Eisenbeiss, he's got three completions. He does have an interception, and he's got 51 yards through the air. Only 18 yards on the ground for Crystal City, so that is where they need to make the biggest improvement because they were able to make some plays through the air. Callaway Dashner, 51 receiving yards in the first half. So that's a check of some of your statistics brought to you by Presbyterian Manor. And, boy, Austin Houston and Luke Teague have had huge, huge games. Seeming like the Applebee's player of the game is going to come down to one of those two.
Yeah, see who maybe gets a chance to make a play here in the second half. And Herculaneum's been able to just dominate the line of scrimmage. I keep pounding that point because it makes everything easy when you win up front both sides of the ball. Running the football, Austin Houston, he's a terrific runner. He's had massive holes to waltz through tonight carrying the football, and that's a credit to that great Herky offensive front. Five seniors, Nick Miles, Chance Jenkins, Cole Counts, Cole Struckoff, and Isaac Tandy. We've mentioned him a couple times. Got to keep mentioning him, though. Linemen need the love, especially tonight. And then up front defensively, really nice job, as you mentioned. Nothing running the football for Crystal City. Struckoff, Jenkins, Tandy, and Nick Miles have combined to do a fantastic job there up front. And a couple of nice plays defensively to pounce on some mistakes by Crystal City. The one real takeaway, it feels like, was the Luke Teague interception near the end of the first half. Nonetheless, a couple of bad snaps have happened tonight for Crystal City, and the ball squirted in the end zone. Opportunistic Herculaneum has jumped on top of those loose balls as well. So you give yourself a little something extra there defensively. A couple of nice plays made by defensive players for Herky there on those loose balls. Really all around exactly the type of first half that this Black Cat program needs. Cody Hunter has been looking for a complete type of effort from his team here over the last couple weeks, and at least through one half, he got it.
As both teams take the field, that means we have wrapped up our Midwest Sports Center halftime show. The kickoff is sent away. It's a low bouncing one, and it's picked up by Dashner, and he cuts back, and he's got a little room. He breaks a tackle. He's out past the 45. And then he gets dragged down right at around the 50-yard line. Talk about coming out with the right kind of momentum. Get a nice big kick return. That certainly helps. And that's where the Hornets will start their drive from their own 49-yard line.
Yeah, well, we've talked about it quite a bit when Crystal City has been on offense. When Callaway Dashner has the football, he's been a playmaker. It's a matter of just getting it to him. They've had him split out wide at receiver. He gets a chance there on a kickoff and brings one back for 30-plus yards there near midfield. Great field position on that opening possession of the second half for the Hornets.
Coleman and Grass are in the backfield with Eisenbeiss. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. In the shotgun, Eisenbeiss gets the snap, rolls right, looking to throw, and he goes over the top. The pass is caught. Dashner with another reception, that one for about 8 yards, and he gets dragged down out of bounds, but four catches now for 59 yards as Callaway Dashner continues to make plays.
Yeah, and they're doing a nice job of just getting the football to him in a hurry. That time they moved the pocket for Eisenbeiss, rolling to his right, and he had somebody chasing him down, but he gets it away in a hurry, and nice job there by Dashner to leap up and make that catch on the out route. Nice little 8-yard pickup. Just keep running stuff like that. It's worked for you all night.
Second down and short as Eisenbeiss gets the snap, looking for a little speed option. He pitches it out wide, and the ball hits the turf. But fortunately, a teammate is there, Gavin Grass, able to fall on it. So the pitch, as a conversation now being had by the referees, it looked like it might have almost been a forward pitch. And I think that's the conversation, whether or not it'll be an illegal forward pass. If not, regardless, Crystal City was able to fall on the football, and they actually fell on it ahead of the first down line. So if this stands, and it won't, it'll be an illegal forward pass, as that is the motion when the hand goes behind the back. Illegal forward pass, so that'll be a loss of down, and I believe it's a loss of 5 yards as well. regardless, it's a loss of down. So it'll be third down now as Crystal City gets pushed back. And just a play that didn't develop the way they would have liked there, Nathan. They had the pitch on the outside, but Eisenbeiss was just a little indecisive. And as a result, that wound up with the ball hitting the turf. We've already wound a minute and a half off the clock, as Nathan mentioned to me, coming into the second half. Looks like we're going to have a running clock here throughout this second half, barring Crystal City making it a little bit of a closer game. Of course, the clock has stopped now for just the stoppage, the discussion, all of it. But, yeah, loss of down and a loss of yards, as that'll make it now second down and 7 from the opponent's 46-yard line. Third down and 6 or 7 yards to go. Minute and a half here into the quarter. Again, 45-0, Herculaneum leading Crystal City here tonight.
Yeah, Eisenbeiss just indecisive that time on a play with a couple different option looks, and Herculaneum's just so quick to the football that you got to be decisive, and probably should have just ate that instead, tried to pitch it forward, ends up being an illegal pass.
Two backs in the backfield, two receivers to the left. They're going to hand it off up the gut, and Grass has some room, and he rumbles ahead for a first down. Coldwell Banker Holsey, your real estate first down, as that'll move the chains. A nice pickup of 8 yards for his longest carry of the day.
Yeah, nice job there by Crystal City, their first third down conversion of the evening. They're now 1 for 5. Second teamers, it looks like, are starting to pour in for Herculaneum defensively, but that was a good job of getting some blocking and finally winning up front to open up a hole there for Grass on the third down run.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll be able to get to all the substitutions, a lot being made, but we'll be keeping you updated on who's making the plays out there. Back to pass, Eisenbeiss, another pass complete, and there's that man again, Callaway Dashner, as he catches it right at the line to gain and turns upfield and gets about a half a yard more. It's a first down, a Coldwell Banker Holsey real estate first down after a pickup of 11.
Yeah, his route running has really been impressive tonight, particularly on that curl route that they run to him on the far side of the field, where he just sits down, comes back to the football after about 6, 7, 8 yards, and he's doing a nice job of very crisply making that turn and coming back to the football, and the result is the corner still moving down the field.
Hand off to Grass. He bounces out of a ball carrier, and he gets into the secondary, and he gets taken down, but not before another first down play. So 3 plays and 3 straight first downs. That time, Gavin Grass bounced off a couple of attempted tacklers and got himself about 12, 13 yards.
Good job by Gavin Grass, just a freshman. We brought it up in pregame. He's asked to do a lot here in his first year as a running back and one of their middle linebackers, and he's making some plays now here in the second half.
So first and 10 from the 14 as Crystal City tries to find the end zone. High snap, Eisenbeiss gets it. He hands it to Grass. Grass gets wrapped up and taken down. A nice arm tackle by one of those defensive linemen in there. Looking like that time it was Tristan Watson, the sophomore for Herculaneum, who made the play. 8 minutes now remain in the third quarter. Second down and 9 after the gain of 1 by Grass. As Crystal City will set up with 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. It's Grass in the backfield with Chase Coleman. Eisenbeiss in the shotgun. Snap good. They're going to hand it. And it's on the ground, but falling on it quickly is Chase Coleman. So another fumble there, but fortunately, Crystal City does retain possession, as Coleman with one of his only, I only got him as for 1 carry tonight. I would be surprised if that's the case, but yeah, he's only got the 1 carry. That time right there, lost the handle, so maybe go back to Grass here. Although third down and 11, this certainly 4 down territory. 3 receivers to the left with a tight wing. That's Coleman. Grass in the backfield with 1 receiver to the right. Eisenbeiss in the shotgun. Back to pass, play action. And he goes to throw, and he loses the handle. Ball on the ground, and it's picked up by Herculaneum. Another fumble. This time, it's recovered by one of the Herky Blackcats, and it's Aaron Payne, the junior defensive back, who is in there, and he falls on it. Nice play there. Aaron Payne gets the fumble recovery, and just like that, a sack, strip, fumble gives the Black Cats possession once again.
That was a nice play that time defensively. Again, up front by Herculaneum, and an excellent job after Eisenbeiss bobbled that ball, trying to drop back to pass to pounce on the opportunity to make a big hit, knock it out, and fall on the loose football.
And we do have a substitution at quarterback, which likely means substitutions all over the field. So we'll get you updated. The new man under center is Ethan Hoskins, the freshman quarterback. Well, he's a big kid back there, Nathan. That's a freshman? You got to be kidding me. That is a well-built freshman. If that is going to be the guy running the show going forward, I'll tell you what, this Herky team might be in good hands. So right off the bat, Hoskins hands it off on the first play from scrimmage that he sees from the shotgun. The handoff went to Logan Petrie. He got about 11 or about 7 yards, so it's second down and 3. Man in motion to the far side. They give the handoff. There is Jackson Deering on the jet sweep. He gets driven backwards as there's that man again. Making plays defensively today, Adam Mills, the senior for Crystal City, as he swarmed in and laid the lumber on the ball carrier.
Yeah, he's had a really nice night out there at that outside linebacker position. A lot of the jet sweep stuff that Herculaneum has run tonight has not gotten very far because Mills has done a terrific job to set the edge and drive ball carriers backwards.
Clock continues to run, 5:20 now left in the third as it's third down and 7. Back to pass and rolling here near side is Hoskins. He throws and the pass is caught. Boy, that is a nice pitch and catch, Nathan, right there on the first pass attempt from the young man Hoskins. He completes it to Jackson Deering, and that's a first down. Freshman to freshman there, Nathan. That looked awful good.
Yeah, that's a nice little, obviously, peek into the future for Herculaneum, but a great job in the present of being able to make a play on the run. Young quarterbacks often have to learn how to throw the ball while on the move. Nice throw there on the move, getting it to Deering for the first down.
So Hoskins, and he's got Watson and Malone, just Watson, in the backfield there with him. Actually, I believe it's Watson and Barr. They're going to go to the deep man. It's Watson. Far side he goes, trying to get to the outside, but he is going to be wrapped up and taken down. A nice tackle there by Ian Holdinghausen as he was able to wrap up the ball carrier after a short gain. So there's the first tote for Tristan Watson, the sophomore running back, as we're seeing the benches empty for Herculaneum, and why not? They put 45 points on the board in the first half, and just some offensive stars for the Black Cats tonight. Hoskins is going to be in the shotgun. Man in the backfield there looks like Barr. And they're going to hand it. And that Barr, it's rather, once again, Watson. Near side, he gets to the edge. Flag is down, and that's likely going to be a hold from where the flag came in. Was a first down, but they're going to have to wait to move those chains as they are pointing in the direction of Herculaneum, and that will mean it's coming back. Holding is the call. Herky's played a pretty clean game tonight, but that penalty will set him back.
Yeah, I think they're going to get Jackson Deering there on the edge, even though he's made a couple nice plays there. Grabbed a little too much jersey, trying to free up his running back, Tristan Watson. But going back to that first half for Herculaneum, you look back on not being able to just pounce on two fumbles in the end zone for touchdowns, but their first two drives, they punched it in the end zone. Then they had a three and out. Then they had a drive that ended on a failed fourth down conversion. And then they finished the half with three straight touchdown drives. All in all, they were really clicking offensively. Not a whole lot that could be done to stop Austin Houston running the football or the deep shots over the top to Luke Teague.
And like we said, Nathan, they were shut out in consecutive weeks, 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago. They lost last week. They have come out with a vengeance tonight. The handoff to Watson again by Hoskins, but this time no room as Watson is going to be taken down quickly. So that'll set up a third down and long, and we'll see if they try to have Hoskins put the ball into the air once again. Clock continues to run, under 3 minutes to play now in the third quarter. 45-0 the score, Herculaneum over Crystal City. Hoskins in the shotgun. In the backfield, he's got Watson with him. Doubles to either side of the formation. Snap is back. Hoskins looks to throw. Plenty of time in the pocket. Now he rolls right. Looking downfield, over the top he goes, and it's caught on the sideline. A pickup there of about 25 yards with a flick of the wrist. And how about that? The pitch and catch, the two freshmen once again. Hoskins to Deering, and that's 25 yards and a first down.
Boy, I tell you what, I like this young man, Hoskins.
I do too, man.
This kid can play a little bit at the quarterback spot. He looked so calm, and yep. He was looking downfield, didn't have what he wanted initially, told Deering to just keep going with the play towards the sidelines, rolled to his right, and eventually found him there for the tiptoe catch on the sideline for the first down.
Calm is a great way to describe it, Nathan. He just looks like he's got the composure back there, and he's only a freshman. Flag comes in as they hand the ball off. They go to Watson on the far side, and he is going to be rattled down quickly. But, yeah, we have said it a couple of times. Number 17 out there looking a little bit like Phil Rivers out there donning that number. Ethan Hoskins, the freshman quarterback, has come in here in the third quarter, and he has thrown a couple of strikes to Jackson Deering for a couple of really nice pickups, and he has impressed both Nathan and myself here in a very short time.
A little more mobile than Phillip Rivers, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Just a little bit. He showed off.
That's not necessarily fair to Phil, you know. I think at one point in time, I think Phil was actually a linebacker in high school. So at one point in time, he had that mobility.
I'd have to see that tape to believe that, based on his
walking
around.
It's hard to imagine, certainly.
Looks like we had a penalty on that last play on the run by Watson, and it's going to be holding for Herculaneum. So play that got blown up in the backfield gets backed up anyways. A couple extra yards now here as Herky's out near midfield.
First down and 22 from right at the 50-yard line. Clock winds, 1:35 left in the second. Handoff is going to go to the near side. It's a new man carrying the ball, and he finds a little daylight on the near side. It's Logan Petrie as he gets run out of bounds after a pickup of 8 or 9. I'll make it 10 yards even right on the spot. Petrie, the nice carry there off the pine, as it's a plug-and-play kind of day for this Black Cat offense, Nathan. They're pushing all the right buttons, and they're getting some young guys some really valuable varsity experience.
Yeah, getting an opportunity, a lot of freshmen in particular on this roster, and getting an opportunity for these kids to play a little bit against varsity starters. Most of those still out there for Crystal City. A year or even 2 years from now, they're going to have to be out there playing every down for this Herculaneum team.
Clock winds under 1 minute. Hoskins going to hand it off to Petrie again. Petrie knifing through, but he is going to be met in the hole and get driven backwards. Gavin Grass, the freshman linebacker for Crystal City, able to get his nose on the ball carrier, make the tackle. Gain of 1, and so that'll make it now third down and about 12.
Already in this drive so far, the freshman QB, Ethan Hoskins, has faced third down in a passing situation, third medium, third and long, and twice he's converted on third down, find Jackson Deering. I would imagine you want to pay a little extra attention to number 1 in black and white here on the near sideline if you're the Crystal City defense.
Yeah, I think you can say that again. I'm kind of excited to see if they're going to throw the ball. Instead, they will not. They'll hand it off. Petrie with some room, and he gets taken down hard. A high tackle there. No call, no flag down. Might have been a bit of a horse collar almost, but regardless, no flag. They take him down, and that's going to allow the quarter to come to an end. So three quarters in the books. A nice carry there for Petrie. Picked up 6 yards, so it's going to be fourth down and maybe 5 or 6 to go when we come back here on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from 2-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
The Jefferson County YMCA invites you to join us for our annual Healthy Senior Day on Thursday, October 24th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. This community event is designed to provide active older adults with opportunities and resources to help them live happier and healthier in mind, body, and spirit. Enjoy fitness class and pickleball demonstrations, flu shots provided by the medicine shop, covered by most insurance plans, information from community agencies and partners, plus giveaways and prizes. For questions, contact the Y at 636-931-9622. This event is free and open to all, so stop by and bring a friend.
Welcome back. We're here at Crystal City, Missouri. I'm Brandon Pavlina. Nathan Gerd, my broadcast partner here tonight. Fourth quarter begins, 45-0 the score. Herculaneum with possession and with the lead. And they got the freshman quarterback out there putting on a show. Ethan Hoskins, the man with the plan under center, but he's in the shotgun now. Three receivers to the right. Fourth down at 6. He gets the snap, and they hand it off. It's Petrie with the carry. He finds a little daylight. Flag comes in. Looked like he may have been close to the first down line, but the flag, I would imagine, is going to push them back. Typically, you see a flag on a running play, Nathan, and that is going to mean that it's coming back.
Yeah, right there at the very end of the play, too. That could just as easily mean a block in the back that brings this one backwards. I'd be interested to see if Cody Hunter wants to keep going on fourth down, if they have to do it all over again. I imagine plus side of the field, you're really just trying to, in a 45-point game in the fourth quarter, just give your guys some reps.
So ahead and take a quick 30-second timeout. Looks like they're sorting this out on the field. We'll be back.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Accepted by Crystal City, and the punt was sent away, and disaster ensues as the punt tried to be fielded cleanly down on the goal line by Callaway Dashner. Eventually, he did fall on it, thankfully, but he is down at the 1 yard line. So 99 yards to go for the Crystal City offense, and with your back up against the wall, always a risk of a possible safety as well. So a precarious spot for this Crystal City offense here to start off their possession in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, at the same time, got a chance to build a little confidence going into next week. The big thing this offense is looking to do is score. They haven't put points on the board since week one. So if you can go 99 yards here at the end of the game to get yourself some points, that'll be a heck of a shot of confidence for you going into next week.
Clock winds as the score 45-0 has meant that we have had a running clock here in the second half. As Crystal City comes up under center, that looks like they've put in, no, it's the same back. They've got a fullback in there right now, and they're just going to do a quarterback sneak. And Eisenbeis is just going to try to sneak forward for a short gain, but he picks up about 5 yards on the carry. And that'll give you a nice little stretch of breathing room. Minute gone here in the fourth. 10:40 left in the game. 45-0 the score as Eisenbeis comes out.
Sure, there's going to be quite a few giggles after the game about that, about how you run the sneak and barrel ahead and get yourself almost 10 yards. Good push by the offensive line for Crystal City.
Yeah, that's what you like to see here late in the game, and they're just going to try it again. Eisenbeis puts the head down. Quarterback sneak, trying to get some more breathing room. That time, not quite as successful, but still a positive gain. Looking like 2.5 there at that time. Makes it a third down and less than a yard from their own 10-yard line. So a big play here. Crystal City trying to get the Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down. Herkey trying to get the ball back. As Eisenbeis comes up under center with a couple of backs in the backfield, maybe they'll just do it again. Indeed they will. Eisenbeis keeps it right up the gut, and he breaks through, and he's out past the 20-yard line before he gets taken down. So 11 yards on the quarterback sneak, and that's a Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down.
I mean, I keep hammering the point home about you win the line of scrimmage, you win the game, and that's what Herculaneum has done most of the night. It's why they have the big lead here as we wind things down. Finally getting to see Crystal City do it, so even if it's in the form of the quarterback sneak, as long as you get that push up front, your guy with the ball can move on downfield and pick up nice yardage as he did there on third down.
Eisenbeis in the shotgun. He's got two backs in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. 9 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Eisenbeis going to roll out to the right, looking to pass. He gets hit hard, and he is going to be taken down as that'll be a sack. And that'll give us a chance here quickly to thank some more sponsors for making tonight's broadcast possible. Lucas Smith in Festus, Mario's Italia in Farmington, who always supplies us some delicious pizza before we head on out to our Friday night football game. So shout out to Mario's Italia for not only sponsoring the game, but giving us that delicious pizza as well. Farmington in McDonald's, along with Vector Communications in Farmington, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, New Era Bank in Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bon Terre, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Farmington, Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton, Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, Presbyterian Manor in Farmington, Serenity Hospice Care in Farmington, Twin City Toyota in Herculaneum, and the UPS store in Festus. Quick injury timeout, 30 seconds. We'll be back here on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Well, things have gone from bad to worse for Crystal City here, as on that last play, just a short carry where Eisenbeiss was hit hard in the backfield. He has come out of the game and he is being tended to on the sidelines. So the last thing that this Hornets team needs is their starting quarterback to go down, but that has been the case as Eisenbeiss is getting worked on the sideline.
Yeah, now a change made at quarterback, as it looks like freshman Kyle Schomburg is going to be out there and run the show for the moment. They've obviously tried to just run the football here at the end of the game, power, so not a lot to be asked of Schomburg going forward. You really hope Eisenbeiss can stay healthy. He's their rocket QB and a starter defensively to boot, one of their best players.
Yeah, it looks like might just be getting an ankle re-taped up or something over on the sideline, as the handoff is going to go right up the gut, and a nice little carry there will pick up five or six and make it a manageable short down to gain on fourth.
Yeah, nice job that time. Honestly, pretty good push, and actually they're going to move the chains and say he picked up that first down run there. Chase Coleman nicely done to lower the shoulder, get the extra yardage he needed to keep the drive moving, and good showing here from Crystal City's offensive line at the end of the game, getting some push up front.
Remember to stick around after the game for the Hearing Care Partners, or not the Hearing Care Partners, the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Snap goes over the head of the newly entered quarterback, but he's able to fall on it quickly, is Kyle Schomburg, as that is another botched snap, and that is another huge loss, as now that'll make it second down and forever. But stick around. Our Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show is up next at the end of this game. And on that, we'll tell you about our Applebee's and Farmington Player of the Game, in addition to our Serenity Hospice Care Play of the Game. So stick around. As 6.5 left here in the fourth quarter, 45-0 the score. Herculaneum over Crystal City, as Schomburg back to pass, throwing it over the middle. Pass is caught, and there's that man again, as once again, Callaway Dashner with another reception, and he drags a couple of defenders forward, 12 yards on the play, makes it third down and 14.
If you can hear the faint roar, that's the Herculaneum sideline. Black Cats are fired up watching the backups in there, and that's great to see the older players sitting there on the sideline, still very engaged and excited, watching these young kids get a chance here in the second half after they had a whale of a first half that's ultimately going to help them secure their second victory of the year.
Clock winds under 6 minutes. Schomburg back to pass. Again, it's thrown, but this one is incomplete, as Callaway Dashner, the intended receiver, again, but that time he was hit hard as he was trying to pull in the pass. So an incompletion makes it fourth down and 14 with 5.5 left in the game.
And while it has been a bit of a struggle for Crystal City, not just this year, in the last couple of years, Herculaneum also had just 11 wins total over the last 4 years coming into this year. So any victory this Black Cat program can get, they're going to take. And obviously, this was a thorough one tonight. Just about every facet clicking for you on your way to building a big first half lead and holding on.
Schomburg back to pass again, near side. Pass caught. Once again, Dashner, does he have the first down? It's close. And they're going to say first down as they are given some awfully, awfully generous spots here right now as they just want to continue allowing this drive to move. And indeed, first down will allow the Hornets to stay on the field. They might have been short by a whole yard and a half there, Nathan, but they're going ahead and letting them stay out there, and why not?
Let the kids play.
Absolutely. I'm right there with you. 4.5 left here in the game. Crystal City comes up. Two tailbacks in the backfield, two receivers to the left, one to the right. And the handoff to the freshman Grass to the right side, and he gets driven down, a pickup of 3 or 4 yards there. That'll make it a second down and 7.
Pretty substantial march already here for Crystal City at the end of this game. That was the 11th play they've run on this drive. They got the ball back right at the start of the fourth quarter on their 1 yard line, yep. And they're marching their way out slowly but surely to midfield. So this is a nice little possession they're putting together here to end this ball game. Dan Fox, you know, you're not going to be pleased with the way this one went at the end of the day, but these are some nice nuggets to help, again, a young team build going forward.
I think every bit of concern right now for Dan Fox and this Crystal City team is on the bench on the far side. As taken off and running is the newly entered quarterback. And no, actually not the quarterback. It was a handoff, but a flag goes down. Chase Coleman was the ball carrier to the far side. He had a nice little window of real estate to work with. Got himself a first down, but it depends on what the flag will be.
Looks like hands to the face against Crystal City would potentially back this one up.
And I was nervous about taking my glasses off there for a second. I'll be honest, I don't have great eyesight far-sighted-wise.
Oh, no, they call the...
Oh, how about that?
Hit to the head, I think, on Herculaneum defensively.
Face mask is what they said over the loudspeaker here. So that's certainly a help for this Crystal City team. And, Nathan, like you said, this could be a big drive for Crystal City to build some confidence down the stretch. They started this drive all the way back on their own one-yard line, and they're now just 28 yards away from finding pay dirt and scoring for the first time since week one.
The only points they have, 8 of them, 1 touchdown and a loss to Chaffee in week one, and it's an unfortunate thing to say, but they have not put any points on the board since. But here you are with an opportunity at the end of this ball game to perhaps get the job done, as we had whistles blow here, and I think
probably illegal substitution. Yeah.
Yes, that's gonna be 20 yards in penalties on top of that little nice run there by Coleman that, again, allows Crystal City to move even closer and perhaps put one in the end zone here before the game's over.
So now Crystal City comes up at the 23-yard line. 3 minutes left in the clock. Can the Hornets get on the board? Under center, it's Schomburg. As he's going to turn around and pitch it. Grass is the pitch man. He cuts back. He gets around, and he gets taken down at the 20-yard line. A short pickup there, and now Grass a little slow to get up, and certainly at this stage of the game, health is exceptionally important for a Crystal City team that trots out there only about enough bodies to field a team. They've only got about 16 or 17 players suited up right now because they have a couple of injuries. So they need Grass to remain healthy. He stays in the game, 2:20 now on second down and 2. Schomburg is going to give it to Grass. Grass up the gut, and he makes one man miss before being dragged down. He picks up the Coldwell Banker Hulsey Real Estate first down, and he's taken down at about the 16-yard line. 2 minutes to go now. After the game, the Serenity Hospice Care play of the game will be named. Serenity Hospice Care, peace of mind when it matters most. SerenityHospiceCare.org. Minute 45 on the clock. Schomburg comes out in the shotgun with two backs in the backfield, two receivers to the left. Back to pass, Schomburg goes, and the pass is batted down at the line of scrimmage. Right there looked like big number 72 got a hand on it. Taylor Simpson, the freshman, as he bats that ball down. Nice play there.
Yeah, really nice job to get to the quarterback and knock that one down. And you can feel the energy kind of shot back into the building. The Herculaneum sideline going crazy. They want to preserve their shutout.
Minute and 10 left in the game. Schomburg is going to hand it off to Grass. Tries to go outside, cuts back inside. Down inside the 10-yard line to the 5 as he gets dragged down there. A minute left on the game clock. The referees are trying to stop the clock desperately, and now they will. Timeout taken by Crystal City. We'll take one, too. We'll be back.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-851.
Welcome back here to Crystal City. I'm Brandon Pavlino alongside Nathan Gertz. Coming up after the conclusion of this game, we'll name our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game. Applebee's of Farmington doing good in the neighborhood. Also take a look at our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear. Crystal City comes up inside the 10-yard line trying to score a touchdown for the first time since week one, trying to score points from the first time since week one. And they have a great chance with a minute left on the clock on the 5-yard line. The quarterback is Kyle Schomburg. They got two backs in the backfield. The handoff to Grass. He's got some room, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Crystal City. The handoff right up the gut. Gavin Grass, the ball carrier, the freshman, he had some room thanks to some nice blocking up front, and he knifes his way into the end zone for the touchdown.
Well, how about that as we welcome in our listeners from other stations, KREI and J98 and AM 1400 KJF as well. You just witnessed the second touchdown scored all year for this Crystal City offense, and with the running clock, unfortunately, clock will be winding as they go for this two-point try.
Schomburg back to pass, throws it out near side, and it's caught. Two-point conversion is good. Callaway Dashner, he's had a nice game catching passes tonight for Crystal City, and he caps it off with a two-point conversion. Clock is going to wind. They're going to let this one hit zeros, as that will do it. Final score, 45-8, Herculaneum, as they defeat Crystal City. And with it, Herculaneum moves to 2-5. Crystal City falls to 0-7. Let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. And we'll tell you about our play of the game, our player of the game, and then we'll say goodbye. So stick around. We'll be back.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors, and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty, and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Carge Boulevard in Farmington.
Boy, with actually Tyler Reuter has gone to the backfield in the back spot. And they fake the pitch to him. They're going to throw it deep. They've got a man once again, and the pass is caught. Over the top, it's Luke Teague, and he winds up walking into the end zone. Touchdown! Herculaneum with a long touchdown pass. It goes for 54 yards through the air. Coy to Teague. And that one is going to put an exclamation point on the first half for Herculaneum. They lead 39-0 here late in the second quarter. That is our Serenity Hospice Care play of the game. The 45-yard touchdown pass from Luke Teague, from Ethan Coy to Luke Teague. Play of the game, Serenity Hospice Care. Serenity Hospice Care, peace of mind when it matters most. Serenity Hospice Care. .org. And, of course, Luke Teague, he had a fantastic game tonight. He is our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game. Luke Teague, the senior receiver and linebacker, he had an interception. He had a fumble recovery for a touchdown. He had that 50-yard receiving touchdown that you just heard right there, a total of 86 yards receiving tonight. Great game for him. Great performance by the Herculaneum Black Cats as they come out and get the win by a final score of 45-8. That'll do it for us here from Crystal City. I'm Brandon Pavlina saying so long for Nathan Gertz. Stick around. The Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show is coming up next, where we'll talk to all the coaches from our listening area. So you're not going to want to miss that. Stick around. Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show is up next. Goodbye.